sweeping summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Learn more. Go to speednumber.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show's hosts. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top 10 stories and perhaps anecdotally, during the hour, we'll have time to get to the people who are on the list as well. Maybe that's a good place to start, because a lot of people don't know who Rochelle Walensky is. She's number 3 on the people list this week. She did a lot of testifying. So what's the story, ladies? What do we know about Rochelle Walensky and why she had she took up so much space and oxygen this week?
Well, it's surprising that it's not Dr. Fauci. Rochelle Walensky, if you don't know, if that name doesn't sound familiar, is the CDC director. And a lot of the story, in fact, I think the biggest story nationally this week, and maybe even globally, is whether or not the COVID-19 virus came out of a lab in China. And for a while, people called you a cuckoo or a conspiracy theorist if you believed that
here,
that was even a possibility. I think all of us were deemed conspiracy theorists and cuckoo because we all believed that there was the possibility that it came from a lab in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And this week, more and more evidence is stacking up. And it's funny because the evidence has been there. It's just what evidence
the World Health Organization covered it up.
Well, it's not even but also the media, I think, in reporting it in this country also covered it up. I mean, the same information that's out there right now was out there at the end of the Trump administration when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did this high-level hush-hush investigation into China and whether or not this was an intentional breach, whether it was an accidental breach of this lab, what was really going on behind the scenes. And it wasn't until this week when the Wall Street Journal broke the story that the Biden administration scrapped that on day one, saying that they would rather favor international investigators to come in and take a look.
Well, the reason was very vague, and I would like some clarification from them, because they said that bad practices or something like there was something about the way that they obtained the information or that the information
that they
got. I read
that they didn't like the information. And so what does that mean? You don't like the information? So does that mean it's too anti-China, too pro-China? Like, what's the deal? And I think that's one of the questions that should really be called on for transparency's sake, because it is vague. You're right about that. And it's vague as to why they would kill an investigation that seems to just be in an American interest and not political. For political reasons, perhaps. I don't know. But anyway, so now Biden has come out and said, after saying that they're just going to let international investigators deal with this, like on Tuesday of this week, by Thursday, Biden, I think, maybe saw internal polling or whatever, and came out and said, well, I want a 90-day report on whether or not this was created in a lab or whether it happened naturally in animals.
And part B, whether it was released on purpose. And
right.
whether
and
you're going to get to
C,
the bottom
whether
of that. That
Dr. Yeah, Fauci and Americans funded it. I mean, there's a lot to this. And it's not about, you know, so many, I think so many people want to say, oh, this is about gotcha. We just want a gotcha to Fauci. No. There is gain of function research going, no. I mean, look, that's always fun. But the idea is, do you want to live through this again? Do you want to live through another one of these outbreaks? Because there's gain of function research going on in this country in 12 labs.
Explain what gain of function research is.
It's it's bioweapons, essentially. It's taking viruses.
It's going on for years.
Making them
since
bigger
World War II.
And stronger.
The Germans started it, and now it's continued.
The Russians love it. That's
for sure. Oh, yeah. Russians are on top of it. Perfect. Speaking of the Russians, and our relationship is interesting because we've sort of separated out the Chinese and the Russians as we normally they're together in terms of the countdown. But the whole business of what they're doing, Victoria, you've been talking in our tech reports about the cybersecurity problems. The laughable insert this week is that the TSA is now in charge.
Right.
Of security when it comes to pipelines. Who came up with that wet dream is like needs to have their head examined. It's not even funny. It's offensive. But anyway, going beyond that, these attacks continue, and the Russians are behind them and in front of them and all around them. And yet these companies are still paying for, you know, their all these cyber attacks using email system. The State Department... the International Aid Agency uses the same system, according to the folks at Microsoft. So that doesn't bode well, particularly for our State Department security, does it?
Well, it doesn't bode well, really, for you know, for a lot of different agencies and companies. So Microsoft has now come out saying that the hackers who were behind the SolarWinds breach, which was basically the worst data breach we've ever had, that hit U.S. government agencies, 150 agencies apparently, think tanks, other organizations, big companies like Microsoft. So now Microsoft says this group called Nobelium has targeted 3,000 email accounts at various organizations this week. Most of them are in the U.S., and so they believe that the hackers are the same group from SolarWinds, which is a software vendor. And they say that now this is once again ransomware. And see, this is the problem with the Colonial Pipeline. When we found out last week that they paid $4 million to get their data back, well, the average ransom ask in 2019, even early 2020, leading you know before the pandemic, the average ask was $10,000. So that's an easy thing to pay.
Inflation, Victoria.
Yeah, it's I mean, inflation. So now they're going after. After insurance companies are going after everybody, and it's $60 million is the new ask, and you know, and these companies, what did we say last week in the tech report that ransomware attacks have increased 349% in the last like year and a half?
Why not?
So,
they get paid off,
right? And so
that's
the more people
business.
Keep paying, the more they're going to keep asking. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think the TSA is going to be able to really solve this.
What a joke. It really, it's a fan. And so if everybody thinks the Biden administration is this wonderful group of new thinkers,
well,
where'd
this
they come
is from
up
the
with
Homeland
that?
Security Department,
well,
and technically
so?
TSA. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I don't look. They're obviously the TSA themselves are not going to be running this. They're going to have some contractor come in, and they're going to have you know cybersecurity put in place. That's the whole deal. They're running this operation, but Homeland Security created this mess in 2000. This is right after. This is literally a relic from 9/11. So yeah, it all needs to be updated. It needs to be changed. I don't know why. I mean, you know, if the Space Force that Trump started, if that was supposed to be something about cybersecurity, I don't know why they're not running it then.
That's a good question.
They're
all right,
not
coming
up running it. That's probably why.
A tie, a connection between number three, race relations and police reform in this shooting in San Jose. Is there a connection? Plus, China, which is at number six, needs to be in our focus, and it will be right after these words. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium My Pillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium My Pillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, back to it here. 16 after the hour, the focus on China and the scumminess of what the government there is doing, continues to do. There are a couple of different angles here. Jennifer, why don't you start with the overview of the labs and how they have been, the Chinese being protected by the World Health Organization.
And with people in this country. That's what's so disturbing about
our,
all of this.
Our people are protected.
Yeah, and so, you know, it seems, so I've been, just full disclosure, been talking with, on and off with this reporter who's been really digging through all of this. And most of the evidence that you need to prove that it came from a lab is all public record. All you have to do is just look for it and put it together, and it's all there. And that's why it's so infuriating to watch Fauci and others just sit there and shake their head and kind of lie, and you wonder what's, why? Why wouldn't you just follow the evidence? So back in when the UK, so the United Kingdom was also doing their own investigation into the coronavirus and the outbreak, and they found that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where we believe that it all started, had censored this virus database that they had back in 2019, September of 2019, for your timeline. Mm-hmm. And it would so the reports that they had from their intel revealed that the Wuhan Institute removed a database that contained information on 16,000 different virus samples that it had studied. They just wiped it off the database. So members of the World Health Organization's investigation team goes in there and says, okay, this seems a little weird. Why would they wipe out 16,000 samples? Well, there's one member of the World Health Organization investigative team that is from the United States, and that person's name is Dr. Peter Daszak. He runs Eco Health Alliance, and he just said, you know what, guys, ignore this, because he personally vouched for the Wuhan lab, and they took his endorsement from it. He said that the data did not contain any relevant information, because he's someone who funds this laboratory, and yet he's on the investigative team. I mean, are you kidding me? And so he's been out there publicly defending the Wuhan lab and giving a lot of information to Fauci and others to do the same thing. Well, one of the other big revelations this week is that Facebook, after they changed their tags on people's posts about this coming from a lab and not from a bat or a pangolin, you know who the person was that Facebook contracted with to decide what was appropriate information?
Who would that be, Jennifer?
Dr. Peter Daszak, who is the head of the Eco Alliance. So keep an eye out on that name. He transferred over $500,000 to the Wuhan lab for a study that was linked to bats and the coronavirus.
Anti-American corruption. Okay, so here's something that will be perceived as very interesting by those who are close watchers of politics. The Senate has voted pretty wide majority, 68-30, to advance the China-focused global competition bill, which basically encourages people, hello, finally, to come back, either create businesses here in America or bring them back, right? Am I reading this? A $52 billion bill to support in this case, semiconductor manufacturing, but there's some is going to energy. But this is a first step. Is it a good one?
I think any step in this direction is a great one.
It's a baby step. A lot of people felt, a lot of Republicans felt like this needed to be a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. But they're not in the way of it. They're supporting it.
Most Republicans are. Yeah, there are a few who said we need to add a few more things to this before we make it go. But most people are in favor of this as a first step.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you get the alleged political allegiances between certain people in one party with the Chinese and you know, you see there's not a lot of strength. It's just anything at this point speaks well, or at least intentionally speaks well, of getting businesses back here to America. I just like to see it faster, more tax incentive based, that sort of thing. But at least it's a step in the right direction, hopefully. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Memorial Day is May 31st, a day set aside to honor those who have sacrificed for our freedom. I'm Rob Burrows, reminding you there will not be a live service at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, but the cemetery will be open for visitors. There will not be a live service at Reading Memorial Park, but there will be a live service on the Reading Memorial Park Facebook page at 10 a.m., honoring our veterans and those who sacrificed for our freedom. The Northern California Veterans Museum offices at 2110 North Street in Anderson will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for visitors, following current guidelines for safety. From all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, thank you for honoring our veterans and their sacrifices this Memorial Day weekend. For more information, call the museum office at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. On behalf of all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, I want to say thank you for honoring our veterans.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. It is with the DJVers. We put together our thoughts and the ideas that have come from the list of the top stories, the top people. According to Talkers Magazine, does the research, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio is all there. Jay Kirshner on our group Trending Items are what is her specialty, and thoughts of people who are listening to our various programs. And so we always are asking questions and getting input from people. One of the things that's trending is whether or not family members of murderers should be held accountable. So how does this is, you know, maybe this is in league with this guy in San Jose. I think that's what started it, right? The San Jose shootings, the number 7.
Yeah, if you know that there's mental health involved, or if somebody has been saying they want to kill people or they want to hurt people or people they work with, if you don't say anything, would that make you an accessory to murder? And how often are we taking that for real? How often is it like, okay, this isn't just figurative speech, they are being literal with this?
Okay, and what are people saying, listeners to the DJV program anyway, saying?
Lori Howerter says, if they knew someone had plans to do something, maybe. If they thought it might be a possibility, of course not. Gordon Meyer shares, no, people are accountable for their own actions, not the possible actions of others.
That's an age thing, though, isn't it? I mean, think about this. Family members, if you're a youngster, is responsible. Don't they hold the parents if your youngster does something that's against societal rules?
I think that what in the sense of, say, high school students having a party and one of their friends gets killed in a drunk driving accident leaving that party, mm-hmm. I do think that the parents take some of the heat for that.
Right.
Especially if they knew their kid was having a party and they, right. you know, supplied underage drinking. Mm-hmm. Another comment on that, Bob Cochran says, bottom line is, I am sure that the victim's families are wishing she would have contacted the authorities when all of you, if it was one of your family members killed, and I believe that's in reference to the gentleman's, was it his ex-wife, estranged wife?
His ex-wife.
Yeah. The San Jose, ex-wife. His ex-wife.
Yeah, his ex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right, there's another film about Ted Bundy coming out. This has Chad Michael Murray as the star, and your question to the listeners, do we need another Ted Bundy film?
Yeah, a lot of people were weighing in whether or not a Ted Bundy film is really necessary at this point. There seems to be so many. This was trending all over social media, but the DJV show listener said, Sherry Stevens posted, I love true crimes, however, there's way too many made, shall we just say, Friday the 13th movies 2.0. Carol Yappel says, not again, don't need to watch, I know how it ends. Uh-huh. And Jeff Schmidt said, meh. I always love that response, meh, M-E-H. It might be worth a watch. I'm fascinated by stories like this, but I find myself asking why.
What does meh mean?
Meh. That's the best response ever. Meh.
All right, we also, for lots of different reasons, have been talking, well, we, along with others, I find UFOs fascinating, all the alien stuff, the focus on the TV show Debris. That's what this is all about. So now we brought this to light. What's the question and what are the answers, Jay?
True or false? Do aliens exist? UFOs? Have they entered Earth's atmosphere at one point or another? Todd Osborne says, that's an absolutely true statement and hopes we do find life on another planet. And Joanne Jackson says, yes, that's true. It's a little arrogant to think we are the only ones among the other planets in the galaxies and the universe. And Gordon Myers goes with false on this one. It's not
all right, let's talk about political crushes. You guys claim Liz Cheney is mine. Who's your political crush? What are some of the quickies here? We've got a few seconds.
Maureen Rowe.
Go ahead. I was like, mine? I don't know. Go ahead, Jane. I'm sorry.
Oh, Maureen Reynolds said that Dan Crenshaw's hers. Bonnie Ellison says Dan Crenshaw as well. David Trevor says Christy Noem. Is that how you say your last name? Noem name?
Yep.
And then Lauren Bebart.
Really? Isn't she the one that I was talking about last week? The skinny...
No love for Democrats, I guess. No.
Okay, well, you heard it here first, 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code D.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Compass Sports Car. Locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's free.
Doesn't cost you anything to listen to this overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the staff of the DJV program. That would be me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We're going through, not necessarily in order, I'm finding some things on this list, the story list, which is published both on the DJV show, whether it's Facebook or our website, it's there, and it's also on the Talker site, talkers.com. Number two is the January 6th commission. Is there really that much interest in what's going on there, or is this purely a Republican right-wing radio thing?
Well, I don't think it's a radio thing. I don't know. I think people have, sorry, Victoria, but I mean, I think people have their feels about whether it's appropriate or not, but I think it's not like it's being created as a big story by Republicans. I think Democrats are really pushing for it because they'd like to use it for midterm advertising.
Really?
I think that symbolically, I think it's important to acknowledge this, you know, and this was, This was domestic terrorism. And so I think it's important that we don't just let it slide. Because let's be honest, if this was a Democrat, you know, if this was on the left and these were people who were supporters of Biden storming the Capitol and busting in the way that they did, it looked like we were in some third world country that was being overthrown. I don't think Republicans would let it go, honestly. I think this would everyone would be tried for treason and high crimes. I don't agree.
There was not one gun that was used. There was not one firearm. I mean, a lot of the people who went in there were idiots who just wandered in. There were a group of people who went in there that weren't trying to stage a coup. They were trying to break in and cause chaos and trouble, and those people should be punished. I think they are. There's four investigations right now. Hundreds of people have already been arrested.
Yeah, but well, I think like there were plenty of things there that were just not people wandering around taking pictures.
But there was a lot of that. And believe me, I think there were people in there who were up to no good, and those people should be charged. And I say that there's zero tolerance in my mind for that. But I would correlate it to what happened during the summer. And a destruction of federal property is a destruction of federal property. And so you had a bunch of people who are probably more likely to be Biden supporters than Trump supporters that have ruined American cities. They've burned down police precincts. They have destroyed courthouses and federal buildings, burned up police cars, all of that kind of stuff has been going on day after day, month after month, now for an entire year. And there's not a commission into those people. In fact, those people, if they're even arrested, are let out of jail immediately. So I think there's a lot of inequity in this, because both of those things are literally the same in the eyes of the law. And that's why a lot of people are like, enough with the commission. Like, we already have investigations. Arrests have been made. It's nonstop. We've had hearings on this. We've had committees in Congress that have taken this on. Where are those same people and their passion for the people who burned down the police precinct in Minneapolis? We let those people go.
Or Portland.
Well, those people are still going to be
Portland,
tried.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, most of them have been let out, and most of them have been bailed out by funds set up by even the vice president, by Kamala Harris. I mean, come on.
All right. So let's move into the situation, the race relations stuff. I sort of coupled it with the situation that exists in San Jose, although that wasn't racially motivated, I don't think, was it? I mean, how much... is there race involved in that? I don't think there is as much.
I don't think anything has come up about that, except that this guy just, you know, this guy was obviously just out of his mind. He had all kinds. I mean, he burned down his own house before shooting up his workplace. I don't know that there's anything that's racially motivated there.
Mm-hmm. I guess
I haven't seen anything. I don't know.
No, but that has become part of the conversation, at least, that a lot of people think these shootings are racially motivated, the Asian hate, what is there that makes people, some people anyway, hate as much as they do? Color of skin, religion, race, if you want to refer to race as where your natural origin or the nation of your origin. The anti-Semitism thing has me, buffaloed, frankly. A group of Jewish House Democrats calling on the White House to take a more concrete action to address anti-Semitism. There are a lot of people who are asking why Biden seems to take a step back when it comes to Israel. Is the situation with the Israelis and the Palestinians the same as support for Jews in general? I think a lot of times these things are confused, and then the whole thing gets kind of washed away. I think there's a very serious problem here, not just with anti-Semitism, but just hate in general. What the hell is the matter with you? If you don't like somebody, just ignore them or leave them alone.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise globally. This is not just an American problem. This has been really like brewing in parts of Europe for a while now, for the last 4 or 5 years at least. So I don't know. This is just, it's something that is, it's very frustrating. And I have a lot of Jewish friends and they're scared. And, this kind of stuff, it's online hate. I mean, people are getting death threats for their children who are Jewish. I mean, it's crazy what's happening right now.
Yeah, well.
I don't think legislation is going to do anything to help, but.
Don't you just think people are angrier and angrier?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
I do. I agree with you. Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Let me just give you a quick example of that. Thank you for bringing it up. The other day, I'm driving down the street. Most of you know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I'm on my tractor coming back from a field back to the farm. And there's a sharp curve and there's a stop sign there. And so I've stopped waiting for somebody to come through. There's a car heading up the road. And the guy doesn't put on his directional light. And when he passes me, he looks at me. And I look at him and I say, great job with a signal.
Well,
and he stops the car. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, you could have been polite and turned your blinker on. He says, I almost said it. You know what he said. And he got in his car and drove away. What motivates that?
Am
I
the
one?
You have to be careful right now. People are bullying each other.
What makes him, if I say, why don't you turn your directional light on?
This is not a time for you to be acting out and
talking to strangers. I actually just warned my dad the other day. I'm like, you need to, like, settle down when you drive because there's, in Los Angeles, truly, in Southern California, the drive-by shooting number has increased exponentially. When I was a kid, drive-by shootings had a lot to do with gangs, right, and gang members. Now, it's just people who are ticked off and on the road and bad actors. There's a story that had, I don't know how much it's carried nationally, but in Riverside County, there was a mother who was driving her son to school, 6 years old, Aiden Leos is his name, and she flipped some guy off because he cut her off. The guy shoots into the car and kills her son on the way to school.
This is happening in Jersey. This is happening where I am. This is happening everywhere. This is not the time, Doug, to be like, you know, a smartass to anybody, to strangers, because you have no idea what could happen. People are just shooting people for no reason. It's crazy.
So, and what happens to them? What penalty do they pay?
They can't find the guy who killed the kid. It's a $300,000 reward that it keeps growing. The reward keeps going up and up and up for more information. No one can find him. They think he has a white sedan. Well, that narrows it to, like, what, half the cars on the roadway?
I mean, look, Lady Gaga's dog walker almost lost his life because they shot him for no reason and wanted to steal some French bulldogs. This is like, there is zero emphasis on the importance of life right now. Like, this is just a free-for-all. And so, this is definitely not the time to be confronting some a-hole who didn't put a blinker on. Like, deal with it. Stay alive and just deal with it.
I could always put my tractor across the road and he could have run into it, I suppose. One or the other. All right, 43 after the hour. In a moment, how the economy is shaping up or how we're shaping the economy. That's next on our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with the DJV program. Story lines and story list charts for the week of May 24th to the 28th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Here's what the list sounds like. Number 10, immigration problems on the border. Number 9, the economy. Number 8, situational weather input, going from 90 degrees to 50 degrees in the neck of the woods where I am. That's the mass shootings in San Jose and gun-related stories, number 7. Our relationship with China is number 6. Let's see here. Claims of election fraud. Good God, can we get beyond that? That's number 5. The investigation of Trump is 4. Race relations and police reform, kind of together like love and marriage, not. Number 3, the January 6th commission is number 2. And the COVID with the origins, whether the Chinese put it out there purposely or not. That's it. Number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
On the people list this week from Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, every week they come up with a list of the most important stories, and people on that list are usually connected to the stories. At number 10 is the premier of China. The China relationship is certainly big this week as that continues. At number 9, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, Cyrus Vance Jr. is number 8, George Floyd number 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. Mitch McConnell at 5. Donald Trump at 4. Rochelle Walensky, a lot of testifying this week, number 3. Fauci and Rand Paul sort of tied together in the same story, number 2 this week. And Joe Biden is at the number 1 slot, in the number 1 position, as might be expected. So that is the complete list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 45 at the hour. You're listening to our approach on the DJV program to the top, the stories on the chart, the top issues of the week being discussed, research done by Talkers Magazine every week. And at number 9, this always floats around between like 6 and 9, the economy and what's going on, what's happening. You'll all be happy to hear that China has a future in America because the Dollar General store chain is going to open 1,000 new stores in the next 4 years. They have
from
now
what I've read, top growing 17. Retail store. In the
Say
country.
What?
I said from what I read a couple weeks ago, it's the top growing retail chain in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. 17,000 stores, and you try to find something in there that's not made in China. Fine.
That's not the concern of the shopper at the dollar store. It's how much can I get for my family that I can afford.
Well,
and
but
that's a real sign of the times, too, yeah. of how
Especially
bad the economy really is. Right.
The inflation that's happening right now is huge. I mean, it's, everything is getting more expensive. There's a side-by-side. I should post it. Maybe, Jay, you want to send it out. But there's a side-by-side as to what stuff cost last year as opposed to what it cost this year, and it's stunning.
I mean, we went out to dinner
from $1 to well over $3. I mean, lumber.
I mean, restaurant prices are insane. We just paid $7 per shrimp for a shrimp cocktail.
$7 a shrimp.
A shrimp was $7. Mm-hmm. I mean, the three of us went out to dinner, and I can't eat. I'll tell you off the air what the bill was, and it's not even a fancy place. It was crazy.
Well,
how expensive. I
was looking at a survey on one of the finance pages. There's a huge surge away from credit cards to debit cards. Consumers are spending like you wouldn't believe, and that's part of what drives the economy. Spending with credit, you just build that up. And we certainly know what the interest rates, you talk about inflation, the interest rates have changed in the last few months from an average of 25.9% interest on credit cards to 29.7%, up 4 points in just a few months because people, the banks, they're in business to gouge you as much as they can. And the solicitations for credit cards, I can't tell you how many of those I got in the mail just this week for the various businesses that I have. It's, just keep jacking it up. And then who's,
well, because
it's kind of like us. The country has used a huge credit card or a debit card.
Well, people who fared pretty well during the pandemic, you know, people who didn't lose their job, they cut down on commuting costs and they improved their homes and the backyard and all the DIY stuff. Those are also people who just kind of socked away a lot of cash. So they're not really, they don't need to use credit cards. And then when credit card companies, you know, they see that there isn't really a need for a lot of credit, then they raise the rates and then they try to solicit you to, you know, go after people who still do need the help, and then it just becomes this whole vicious cycle where you can never get out of paying, you know, you're going to be stuck paying, like you said, 29% interest. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's the cycle of debt just keeps perpetuating.
Right. You know, there have been times, actually during the pandemic, I think a lot of people paid down because they weren't using money for other things, so
they
paid down
the stimulus money to pay
off
debts.
Going, yeah. Hog wild. In terms of COVID stuff, Jennifer, you'll be happy to hear that the green light has been flipped on for large cruises, so that $500 that you've got in the cruise line.
Yeah, Jen.
Now probably
your stock went through the roof.
I'm retiring.
All right. Perfect.
Never known a $500 investment to be paying off that well.
All right. Super duper. All right. So there it is. Our points of view on the stories and people of the week. DJV time is 10 before the hour. Thanks to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Time for us to wrap the week with the top five items in technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, applying her fine thoughts and voice to the top five. At number five, dating apps. And what is being done, this is kind of an interesting thing. It's more of the twist your arm routine, this time using something like a dating app. I guess it's a pretty good idea, right, Victoria?
Well, so dating apps, so the idea that you're referring to is getting vaccinated. And so dating apps are using a lot of different new tools, including free premium features for vaccinated users. They are encouraging, there's a whole new range of ways to show your vaccination status. And it turns out, I mean, these are all the major ones. So Match Group owns Tinder and Hinge, Match.com, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, like all the big, you know, the most popular apps are all participating in this. And there's research that shows, recent research from OkCupid, shows that vaccinated people get 14% more matches than unvaccinated people. And so now that everyone's back on dating apps and you can actually meet up with people in person again, this is they've seen just a flurry of activity. And so they're all encouraging. If you are vaccinated or if you plan to be vaccinated, then there's, you know, all kinds of freebies that you get from all of these dating apps. So, you know, if you're going to be on there, you might as well, you know, if you want to get more matches, then you might as well get a vaccine.
All right. Number four on the list of the top five tech stories this week is a focus on Peloton.
Yeah, they've announced plans to invest $400 million in a U.S. factory which will produce their spin bikes and their treadmills. That's going to be located in Troy Township, Ohio, which is about a half an hour south of Toledo. The facility is planned to be approximately 1 million square feet. It will be called Peloton Output Park. And they hope that eventually it will lead to lower prices for their products. And although the CEO has basically said that's going to be a few years away from happening. So currently, Peloton mainly manufactures their fitness equipment in Taiwan. And so this will be, you know, and obviously, as we know, they had a lot of delays and stuff during the pandemic because they just couldn't get the supply. So, and these bikes are not cheap. The bikes and treadmills are very expensive. So, you know, if they roll this out by 2023, which is the plan, they say it'll offer 2,000 more new jobs, and hopefully the prices will come down in the next couple years.
All right, number three is a focus on more ransom demands. And
yeah, well, and actually, even as we're talking about this right now, there's the SolarWinds, which was that massive breach of 150 U.S. agencies, including Microsoft, last year. Well, SolarWinds is at it again, and literally as we speak, it's sort of like breaking news that there's another attack from SolarWinds, and so Microsoft has reported this to the FBI. So this is, you know, it's never ending. And so this story here at number three this week is that the ransom amounts, the demands, are consistently rising. It used to be in 2019 and early 2020, the average ransom demand was $10,000. We're now into $50, $60, $70 million. And so the CNA Financial, which is one of the largest insurance companies, they reportedly paid $40 million to get rid of the ransomware attack and to get their to basically get their software, whatever was stolen from them, to get it back. And so Apple and Acer, they have data that's been compromised. We don't know yet if they've actually paid the ransoms, but it just keeps getting worse and worse, and they want more and more money.
Number two, the first cybersecurity regulations for pipelines, and our heroes at the TSA are mingled into this.
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity because of all these ransomware attacks. And, of course, after the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which basically, you know, shut down gas production and movement along the East Coast. So now the TSA, which is actually a division of Homeland Security, they are now going to be in charge of all of the cybersecurity of pipelines. Now, the actual pipelines themselves, the pipes themselves, are still part of the Department of Transportation. But now the TSA is going to be covering the security part of it.
Ridiculous.
So I'm sure it'll be very safe.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. pushback on the Amazon MGM deal is number one, yeah?
Yeah, this was huge. So Amazon is buying MGM for $8.45 billion, and a lot of people in Washington are not happy about this. Amy Klobuchar came out first saying the Department of Justice needs to investigate this before it's allowed to be finalized because it's just eliminating competition.
Yep.
So Amazon's got
the lead on that. Welcome to America. And big, 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 big business. Victoria Keelan here with the overview of what's going on in the world of technology. I'm Doug Stephan.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. More saber rattling from Pyongyang. Communist North Korea says the U.S. allowing South Korea to build more powerful missiles, clearly an example of America's, quote, hostile policy against the North, and could lead to instability. President Biden marking his first Memorial Day as Commander-in-Chief by honoring those who have given their lives for our nation. Biden making his annual appearance at the commemoration in Newcastle, Delaware. Monday, he will be at Arlington National Cemetery. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says violent encounters on planes over federal mask mandates or any other reason need to end, and passengers need to respect the crew.
It is absolutely unacceptable to ever mistreat a transportation worker. And, of course, there is very serious fines and enforcement around that. It's a matter of safety, but it's also a matter of respect.
Buttigieg was appearing on ABC News this week. Also at townhall.com, the White House supports states giving away prizes to those who get vaccinated.
Ohio has been in the headlines for its weekly $1 million lottery prizes and full-ride college scholarships to encourage COVID-19 shots. White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt welcomes this and other ideas.
We encourage states to use their creativity to draw attention to vaccines and to get their states and the country back to normal as quickly as possible.
Other states are already following Ohio's lead, and companies are offering incentives too. CVS Health is giving away a trip to the Super Bowl. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Search continues for the bodies of seven people believed killed in the crash of a small jet in a Tennessee lake. Authorities say recovery efforts are ongoing at Percy Priest Lake near Nashville. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
California and the U.S. government agreeing to allow massive wind energy farms off that state's central and northern coast.
The pact would float hundreds of turbines off the coast of Morro Bay and Humboldt Bay. It's been promoted as a breakthrough to eventually power 1.6 million homes. The plan would place 380 turbines some 20 miles off the coast of scenic Morro Bay. Officials plan to finalize the locations next month and could offer leases for sale next year.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Structures part of the president's plan to create 30 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2030. Israel and Egypt have been holding high-level talks in both countries to shore up a fragile truce between Israel and the Hamas terrorists. Discussions have also centered on rebuilding the Gaza Strip following the recent 11-day war. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tied the knot.
According to The Telegraph, Boris Johnson married fiancée Carrie Symons at Westminster Cathedral. The couple reportedly sent save the dates to family and friends for a separate celebration of their marriage in July of 2022. A staff member at the cathedral told the news outlet that they discovered who was getting married just a day before the wedding. The ceremony makes Johnson the first prime minister to get married while in office in roughly 200 years. The Daily Mail reported that Saturday's ceremony had been planned for 6 months. Only 30 guests were invited to the ceremony under COVID-19 protocol, and they were reportedly invited at the last minute. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At least 7 people have been killed, 4 others wounded in Afghanistan when a mortar shell hit a wedding ceremony. Military spokesman says Taliban insurgents attacked a government security checkpoint, and one of the mortar rounds hit a civilian house. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready, willing, and able to go through the top stories of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine and the major domo there, a major... My Major Michael Harrison is the Major Domo.
Domo?
Major Domo, yes. Please stop being your Domo. All right, so we have lots of things going on this week, Michael, as usual. So please do, let's go through the list, yes.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, immigration reform tied with social media bias. At number 9, a two-way tie between the economy and the infrastructure. At number 8, one of the old chestnuts of our chart, climate change. At number 7, the San Jose mass shooting and gun control. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and U.S. foreign affairs. At number 5, claims of the 2020 election being fraudulent. That continues. Some people call it the big lie. Others call it penetrating investigation. And that's tied with voter legislation or voting legislation that's spreading around the country as GOP-controlled state houses emulate what happened in Georgia. At number 4, the Trump Organization is being investigated on criminal charges or criminal allegations by the New York State Attorney General and the Southern District Attorney. At number 3, we have race relations, police reform, anti-Semitism, and Asian hate crimes dominating the third position. At number 2, we have a debate over the January 6th commission. The GOP doesn't want to do it. The Democrats do, and it's all hung up. And at number 1, COVID-19 remains on the top spot, its origins, its vaccines, and its long-term symptoms. On the People Survey, we have at number 10 Xi Jinping. We have Alexander Lukashenko of the whole Russia and its neighbors dispute. We have Vladimir Putin at number 9. We have Cyrus Vance Jr. at 8. We have George Floyd at 7. It's a year since he's been killed. At number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at 5. Donald Trump's at 4. Rochelle Walensky is at 3. Dr. Tony Fauci and Rand Paul at number 2. That little skirmish continues. And Joe Biden, the president, he's at number 1. And there you go. Another week. Another week that was.
I'm looking forward to, and I'm not a sports fan, but I'm looking forward to the day when we'll be able to put sports, some sort of sports, in the top 10. Because that used to be, before we had all this huzzarai, it was something that I learned from, basically, because I'm not a sports fan. But I kind of want to know, because I like to think of myself as a reasonably intelligent discusser, an articulator, if you will, conversationalist. And you and that positioning on the countdown forced me into knowing something that I probably otherwise wouldn't know or pay much attention to.
We don't really do the survey to fit, you know,
I know
your interests. But
Darren, what's the problem? Why is that?
But it's interesting you bring that up, because sports are still being talked about in talk radio. It's mm-hmm. just that we pivoted into an era about 2 years ago where the issues, the consequences of the issues, and the complexity and speed at which they fly across the airwaves into and out of our brains has so intensified that we're looking more microscopically at the news talk stories that are being discussed on news talk radio than some of the ones that stray a bit away from it, which includes sports talk. Like, hey, that was quite a game. Did you catch those Yankees last night? You know, that's not as prominent an influence on what's happening in America via these media. So, but it's still being talked about. Sports is still a big subject in terms of the conversation.
Let me get that was not a question that was vapid or was casual. It was brought about because of the one of the two new hosts that's going to be on the Premier Network. They used to have the Limbaugh show on from noon to 3 Eastern time. Now they've announced they're going to fill that time slot with two hosts, one of them fairly significant talk host, doing traditional talk stuff, right-wing talk stuff. But then the other guy is a sports guy. And Limbaugh used to talk, you know, he was a sports fan, so he used to talk about sports. But it seems interesting, and I wondered if you'd like to comment on the possibility that what goes on in that time, the focus on certain issues will expand somewhat because of the hiring or the moving around. I guess, no, this guy wasn't at Fox. He was at Fox before. Tell us what you think, because a lot of people are going to be interested in your thoughts about these people in this important time slot.
Well, my thoughts are that it depends on how many stations carry them. if you're on during an important time slot, but you're not being carried by many stations, you're not that important. Rush Limbaugh was carried by a record number of stations, and now that block has disintegrated or fractionalized. There are a lot of different hosts on the radio between noon and 3 p.m. Eastern time. Some of them are syndicated by other syndicators. Some of them are the syndication company now that is continuing with this new two-man show. And others have gone to local hosts. So time will tell. I'm not going to comment on how it's going to be because it hasn't really started. It's just starting,
right.
Let them do it. You know, who am I to, you know, I try not to talk about things that have yet to happen unless I'm really clear, here's what I think might happen. And I'm not really sure what they're going to do. I think they're facing an enormous challenge to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh. Something that cannot be done.
No, he can't do it.
You know.
No.
But the question comes up all the time. I mean, I was interviewed yesterday by several publications asking, will these people be able to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh? Exactly. Has any president of the 45, 46, you know, mm-hmm. 47, no, 45 actually, 46 presidencies,
46. Yeah.
The presidencies that followed George Washington, has anybody become the new George Washington? Mm-hmm. The entire history of the United States has been with presidents that did not fill the shoes of George Washington. Does that invalidate the growth of the country? Does that invalidate the American way? Does that invalidate the history? Of course, we had Abraham Lincoln, and some people think, you know, FDR. You know, but George Washington, so that's the same thing with Rush Limbaugh. Or has anybody ever replaced the Beatles in rock and roll or Elvis Presley? It's a stupid equivalence. And my basic position, without rambling too much on this, because once I get started and I say go forever, is that talk radio is enhanced by the fact that it had Rush Limbaugh. It's part of its history. It's part of its color and thus its roots in American tradition. But no, it's going to go forward, and there'll be new people, new stars, and there'll always be storytelling, and there'll always be news, and there'll always be talk shows.
Very, very nicely put. See, you got what you didn't think you were going to get, folks. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, moving ahead in a matter of moments with a different kind of assessment. I have a couple of questions for Michael that I want to that sort of goes in hand with what we were just talking about. So stand by for that. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Let me help you get a better night's rest. Are you ready for something to change the way you sleep? It depends on whether you've got some MyPillows around your house or not. MyPillow never goes flat. MyPillow, your pillow, you're MyPillow. Change up how the personal pronoun affects the pillow. Is it your pillow? Is it my pillow? Well, I have my pillow. You have your my pillow. And with all of the double talk, the bottom line is to give you the best night's rest you've ever had. If you don't have one, you will get them, and you'll not wake up with a sore neck. You won't wake up with a headache. You won't feel like you need a nap because you'll get a good night's rest. Isn't that what you want? That's what you want to be refreshed when you wake up in the morning. And that's what these pillows do. As a matter of fact, that's what all the things at MyPillow do for you. Premium MyPillow spots now available, best price you can imagine, for a limited time, probably for the next couple of weeks. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. Imagine that. King Pillow is only $5 more. Get that deal along with tons of other deals. You know, when you go to MyPillow.com, see the products in the product catalog. When you're checking out at MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and take advantage of all the deep discounts you get with that promo code on all the MyPillow products, the sheets, the pillows, the slippers, you name it, they've got it for a better night's rest. Check it all out. Buy with confidence using my promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with certified refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands, plus a 15% off coupon through Memorial Day. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more, all at up to 50% savings. And now through Memorial Day, get an extra 15% off coupon to save even more with certified refurbished. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All right, it's 19 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. You know, we have a mutual friend who's a good consultant named Holland Cook, who monthly puts out a newsletter that goes to his clients. And he posed a question, Michael, which I thought was really apt to ask you. As we talk about the future of talk radio since Limbaugh's gone and all that stuff, his question that he put to readers was, is your station an argument or an assessment? I thought that was... Yeah, it really gets you to think, okay, what are you presenting on the air? Do you want to argue about stuff all the time? Do you want to assess what's going on and then give people, is it your job to, what is your job? Maybe that's the best question. You're a talk radio host and people come to you all the time and say, okay, what about this? What's your job? We'll get to that in a moment here, 21 after the hour.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep. All night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now, with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale, and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here together on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And my mind is set on this question, which I really, people ask me once in a while. I haven't had this question for a while. What is your job? What do you really do as a talk host? And I think what's going on in the business now begs the answer to the question, what is the job of a talk radio person, personality, host, whatever it is you want to, however you want to label yourself. So this is for talk radio hosts, and this is for talk radio listeners. Michael?
Well, I think that it, I think that it's the black belt form of broadcasting, doing radio talk.
That's pretty interesting.
And they have mixed martial arts, you know. Some people are taekwondo, some people are karate, some people are jujitsu. You know, there's, and then you mix it all up. And that's what, you know, Bruce Lee came along, and at first they criticized him because he broke all the rules. But then he actually combined all of the different disciplines. So I don't think that you could say that being a talk show host or a radio talk show host is there's a job and this is what you're supposed to do any more than you could tell, you know, somebody in mixed martial arts, you should only do this kind of karate or only mix it up. Be an assessor, be an arguer, be a reporter, be an informer, be a provocateur, be a moderator, a facilitator. All of these are part of the job, and you could be funny or you could be serious or you could be both. You could be a satirist. I think the beauty of being a talk radio host, and I go back to the term black belt, because I remember when I was a DJ, I longed for the day that I wouldn't be restrained by the format of the radio station, but rather be in a broader, more diverse format that draws upon different aspects of my personality and my knowledge and what I bring to the table. So I don't want to see a day when a trade publication or someone like me or some broadcasting executive says, this is the job of a talk show host, and that's where you should be. I love the unpredictability of it and the diversity of it.
Well, okay. So then to part B of this, there's a host that I happen to know and like very much who's on what my assessment of this radio station is that it's the best talk station in the country. That's just my assessment. KFI in Los Angeles has very unique hosts. It's been a very interesting radio station to listen to for a long, long time, as have been basically all the L.A. There's some about talk in L.A. that I was on one of the stations there for 3.5 years. I mean, I've been on all the stations except for one with my syndicated program, but I did a local show on KVC for 3.5 years, and I found it so stimulating. I once said to the boss there, you didn't have to pay me. I had to come on for nothing.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, well, sort of tongue-in-cheek. Anyway, right. So one of the hosts, a guy that I think is fabulous, Tim Conway Jr., who is, Tim Conway, the comedian and actor's son, been on the radio there for a long time. So he did something that was sort of tongue-in-cheekish, and I listened to it. I think it was taken completely out of context, but the guy got booted from the station for a week because he did something that I don't get it. Frankly, what am I missing? I'm a guy who's been on the radio.
You're not sharing with the listeners what he did.
Well, he did a skit with sort of an Asian American tint to it, if that's what you want to.
Well, he played the role of a Japanese person, and he did the stereotypical Japanese accent.
Yeah.
What he did wrong was being insensitive to the fact that that's a hot button issue right now, Asian American crime.
But is there anything that's not a hot button issue? I mean, at some point.
So there's two ways to look at it. Should it be a hot button issue? That's one point. But in the industry, the fact is perhaps he should have known better not to do that now if he wanted to avoid the likelihood that he'd be suspended.
I just think that if you want to have a good talk radio program, it's got to be somewhat spontaneous. And that this was a spontaneous gig that this, I don't know. I must be,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. You asked a question.
I did.
I'm trying to give you an industrial answer.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
all right. It begs the question. We can talk more about it on the other side of the half hour. 28 after the hour now.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Aaron Bell, nicknamed Billy Goat Bell, became the first Superior Court judge in Shasta County in 1880 and served until 1891. It was he who gave the order to move the county seat from Shasta to Redding. The first high school in Shasta County was established in Judge Aaron Bell's nine-room house at the corner of West and Placer Streets in Redding in 1899. In 1902, a new high school was completed facing Placer Street. Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Something using a Japanese accent. So, is there no fun to be had, or do we need to redefine fun?
I think the question is irrelevant. I think there's a lot of fun to be had. I'm not knocking your premise. I'm answering it. I think your question is valid. But I have my own thoughts about this. And I think that in any field where you have to be spontaneous and you have to be provocative, as in stand-up comedy, as in radio talk show hosting, things of that nature, I think the existence of restrictions and restraints and danger adds to the challenge of talent and to the excitement. Case in point, I think that Howard Stern was much more effective when he was operating on terrestrial radio subject to FCC laws and regulations, that he was pushing the envelope and occasionally got fined.
Yeah.
And he would go on the
tightrope. His boss loved paying the fine.
Right, they like paying the fine because it was worth the, it was the cost of doing business, but still it was a fine. When he went to the unregulated, although everything has regulations, even unregulated media, there are limits. But when he went to Sirius XM satellite radio, where he didn't have FCC control and he was able to be even dirtier, you know, words could be used.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I thought he lost his edge because it was seeing him up against the restraints. Yeah, the restraints of the society and the subtlety and the between the lines and the pushing it a little micro inch every day, I find that to be more entertaining than just some guy coming on and blah, 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 blah. Right. So I don't know. I think that with the changing times, there are different things that press that button a little bit. And right now we're at a time, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I understand why it exists. We're at a time when people are more sensitive to racial stereotypes, to making fun.
But are they really? I mean, think the talk radio hosts are held to a different standard, it seems to me, because so much of our medium is political talk, and the politicians, the likes of this guy Gates and Miss Green, I mean, these people are bumbling idiots, and they say anything, and they get credit for it. And a lot of this stuff is a lot more outrageous than anybody doing a talk radio program, even if they're repeating the words. So how come it's okay for them to do it, but it's not okay for us to do it?
That's the old double standard. That's the old that's the old problem, that it's very difficult to have justice when it comes to these subjective determinations. And that's when it becomes political, and that's when there's a bunch of hypocrisy attached to it. You bring up very good questions. I could never take it on myself to be the final word on how to do this and not to do it. I could rather explain the syndrome that we deal with, because there is no final word. There is no objective truth as to what is offensive and what isn't, what is dirty and what isn't. These things change.
So that's
the language changes.
You answer the question then, which begs, it's crying for an answer. There is no answer because people are so damned inconsistent with how they look at this stuff. Look at some of the black leaders and some of the outrageous things that they've said, or, you know, some of the things that have come from people who don't like Jews. I mean, but if you, heaven help you, if you mention something like this, even as a reporter on a radio program, versus the people who say it and get away with it. I just think...
Well, a lot about what you say and get away with in the media today has to do with how valuable you are to the people running the platform.
Okay, maybe.
Which we go back to the Howard Stern thing.
Yeah.
Howard Stern broke the law. They paid thousands of dollars in fines because they made more money because of him than they had to pay. Cost of doing business. Others who maybe weren't getting the ratings, weren't generating the revenue of Howard Stern, they would do something the same or not even as egregious, and they'd be fired because it gave management a chance to get rid of them. the three stages, you know, of you know, and this was during an era when the companies told talk show hosts, be as outrageous as possible, which was like the old Mission Impossible.
But is it
stages.
Just because of whatever the flavor of the day is? Stephen Colbert parodied Governor Kemp of Georgia and was very unflattering. It was outrageously nasty, which is what Colbert really is his stock and trade. But yet, who calls him on the carpet? Why isn't he being held responsible? Why wasn't he suspended from doing late night?
Well, did he make fun of a Japanese accent when making fun of Kemp?
Why is that the only thing that matters? Or is
it? I mean, there's a huge difference between doing a joke making fun of an accent of a people that are currently in the spotlight.
Why?
Well, because it has to do with the changing mood of the public and the times. That's what this is all about. Otherwise, we would be living in a static, timeless
Is it the mood of the public
society.
Or is it the mood of people who are trying to control thought, who may not necessarily represent the average person, i.e. New York Times, Washington Post? Huh?
There's a relationship between those who are trying to control thought and the mood of the public. Those are very,
Which
very connected.
Sets... What is the public setting the agenda, or are the people who are influencing the public?
When you get up in the morning and you shave in the mirror, is the mirror influencing how you treat your face, or is your face influencing what goes on in the mirror? I mean, the relationship between the mirror and the subject is the relationship between the media and the times. The one of the holy grails of programming is to understand the public mood and to be in harmony with it in such a way as to be provocative and to stand out and be entertaining and be informative and be important. It's like a parade. You want to look like you're the leader of a parade, figure out where it's going, and then stand in front of it and spin your baton. But if you don't know that it's going to turn to the right or turn to the left the next time you get to a cross streets and you're just marching along, you're going to suddenly be standing alone and the parade is going to be in a different direction. The relationship between leadership and followership is a very abstract, subtle, complex set of circumstances, and that's where the action lies, but you cannot simplify it. You cannot simplify it other than to understand that leaders and followers play off each other. They're part of the same evolving system. And that's the end of the show.
No, it's just...
I'm sorry. Did I say something? Did I say it in a Japanese accent?
No.
You're in talk radio. You have no time to think.
Yes, that's the problem. Remember when we were jocks, we were told no dead air, and there was a red light in the studio. If there was ever a nanosecond of dead air, the red light went on, and somebody would call you from the office, why is there dead air? I think we need more quote-unquote dead air for people to think about what it is that we're saying. And I was just thinking about what you said. It didn't require a retort from me. It just needed to sit there for a moment. And
I'm in a certain way flattered that I left you silent.
Yeah.
But
not many people do. As you know. I love this. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and you and I have been friends for a long time. You've been doing what you're doing for a long time, but we've done. Beside this, we've done other things in radio, and it makes it a longer time that we've been on the air. We've seen so much change, and change normally is good. Normally it's not easily accepted, but it's healthy. And I think that there's a certain amount of sameness because of the fear of the people who run the business not wanting to make a change that would cost them their jobs. And so we get rid of
Tim. Can you blame them?
But we're from an era where that didn't make any difference because we could.
No, it always did. I never
you
wanted
think
to
so?
Lose my job. I never wanted
well, I don't
to lose
my
job.
Job but, you know,
I mean, but, when you have a job, that one of the jobs of having a job is to keep the job.
As long as you like the job.
I mean, some people are fired everywhere they go because they push the envelope, but you have to face the consequences. Others are fired everywhere they go because they're jerks and they're hard to get along with.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of times people are fired from media positions when others are not. It has nothing even to do with rubbing you. It has to do with how nice they are. You know, I once had a famous talk show host say to me, "How come they let me go? My ratings are good. I'm famous. Why'd they fire me?" I said, "You really
You're
want to
a
know?
Jerk.
You're a jerk. They don't like you." "They don't like me. Everybody at the station loves me," he said. I said, "No. Everybody at the station hates you."
Right.
"That's ridiculous." Exactly. And he never talked to me again. But I told him the truth.
All right. And the truth is, I must pause here for a moment in the action. Michael Harrison with his thoughts and your thoughts, thinking it through. You're welcome to comment anytime at our social media, at DJ Show, Twitter, and Instagram. Here's something that people like to talk about, and that's the help they're getting. If you're looking better these days because you've been on a diet and you want to continue to look good, you want to continue to feel good, you want to continue to be good, then you got to keep that weight off. And that's the secret behind the formula, the all-natural formula at Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. As you go through the weekend, this program is heard all around the country around the weekend. Think about what you're doing, what you're going to eat on Memorial Day. Are you going to stuff yourself with all kinds of things that are bad for you and that are going to raise, what, the 3 or 4 pounds you lost, going to come right back again? Well, you'd be well served to go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calotren, and see what you can do using their product to lose the weight and keep it off. Very important information is there. And when you check out, you decide, yep, I'm going to do this. When you check out, use the DJV code. You have to pay for shipping, and you also get a 3-month supply free. That's part of the deal. It's a fabulous deal, and the more time you spend thinking about how fabulous you want to look, you're going to look into this. Find the success stories and all about Calotren, how it works, how it's good for you, at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV. On the people list this week from Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, every week they come up with a list of the most important stories and people on that list. They're usually connected to the stories. At number 10 is the premier of China. The China relationship is certainly big this week as that continues. At number 9, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, Cyrus Vance Jr. is number 8, George Floyd number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene number 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Donald Trump at 4, Rochelle Walensky, a lot of testifying this week, number 3, Fauci and Rand Paul sort of tied together in the same story, number 2 this week, and Joe Biden is at the number 1 slot, in the number 1 position, as might be expected. So that is the complete list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Story lines and story list charts for the week of May 24th to the 28th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Here's what the list sounds like. Number 10, immigration problems on the border. Number 9, the economy. Number 8, situational weather input, going from 90 degrees to 50 degrees in the neck of the woods where I am. That's the mass shootings in San Jose. And gun-related stories, number 7. Our relationship with China is number 6. Let's see here. Claims of election fraud. Good God, can we get beyond that? That's number 5. The investigation of Trump is 4. Race relations and police reform, kind of together like love and marriage, not. Number 3, the January 6th commission is number 2. And the COVID with the origins, whether the Chinese put it out there purposely or not. That's it. Number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Hi, Michael. What's on the MH interview this week? Who's there?
Fabulous interview with Dottie Herman, one of the biggest moguls in the real estate business. She also does a talk radio show. It's a fascinating conversation at mhinterview.com.
10 before the hour.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Steve has lots of expertise. I've got a lot of hot air. He's got a lot of knowledge, and we make a great we make a great team. All right. So, yes, we do. All right. Let's talk about number two this week, the January 6th Commission. Really and truly, the legality, I guess it needs to be looked into, but it seems like so many other things, awash in politics. So what's the point, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, you know, here, my initial response, Doug, was very, very disappointed with, it seems, the power within the Republican Party to fail to participate in having a congressional investigation. I mean, it really is critically important to know what happened, why it happened. And interestingly enough, some of these politicians who have kind of changed the facts and, you know, as a famous senator once said, you have the right to your own opinion, you don't have your right to your own facts. And it's very disturbing. That being said, the Justice Department is investigating this. So it isn't that it's not going to go uninvestigated, but the obstructionist politics that is going on, and in this instance by the Republican leadership, is very distressing and just another indication of the polarity in the country.
Yep, lots of that for sure. All right, and you know, I'm looking at the list this week. We look at it every week. It seems the lists are very similar from week to week. We've got this, the ridiculous focus, and I don't say it because of the topicality of it, but the fact that we have people on the radio who are getting fired or thrown off because they say the same sort of thing that politicians do. I mean, if you're going to take, I guess because there are no bosses, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and this guy gets the best the most recent examples, and I'm sure the Democrats have, they do, as a matter of fact.
They have their share as well.
They have the what do they call it, the squad. How these people get elected and who they're serving, you know, you wonder sometimes if there aren't people who are in these districts that look at these folks and say, we better get rid of these people. How do you get rid of somebody that's only in a two-year term other than get them out when they're up for re-election?
You really can't. And, you know, at least some of them are congresspeople, which means, like you say, they are up for election every couple of years. But, you know, a couple of distressing elements of this are with Marjorie Taylor Greene is just, and Getz as well. I mean, just so
vapid.
They're absurd, but they're getting elected. Another thing that keeps coming back into my mind is the money for them. Where does it come from? And this was that case of Citizens United years ago, where suddenly corporations and the money that could be paid by various power brokers to these candidates who then are going to own them. Because for, quite frankly, we've had a system in recent years that has accentuated the power going to the wealthy elite. Their taxes going down, the middle class bearing more and more responsibility, and you got to wonder if the manner of funding our politicians has become so poisoned and their ability to influence the masses through the media. So,
these people, you know, the comment that she shared, the conspiracy theory that a Jewish family used a space laser to start the
I mean,
laughable and entertaining if it wasn't, you know, that she comes across as thinking that's believable.
Yeah, and anyway, people agreeing with her. I've got a lawyer friend of mine who says, you're not going to shoot me down with one of those Jewish lasers, are you? And I tell him that, you know, you better be good or else. It is absurd right now that so many of these conspiracy theories are accepted and that we allow people in power to do these and make things even worse. It's very disheartening.
Well, the other side of it is some of the conspiracy theories work because they're true. Maybe that's because this comes from my mind and heart, the whole Chinese thing and Wuhan and how the World Health Organization has completely buried this and whether Fauci's in it up to his Mickey. You know, all of those things
I don't think you're going to find Fauci as being responsible, but in fact, Fauci and Biden now are taking the position, and it's a reasonable one, like you're saying. Let's really look into this as far as how the virus came. And of course, China's response is, well, we want to look at the American labs. Well, look at the American labs, too.
Yeah, it's full of baloney. Give me a break. All right, thanks, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor at Bentley University, here with his comments, legal input on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The president remembering those who served on this Memorial Day weekend.
President Joe Biden has marked his first Memorial Day weekend as commander-in-chief by honoring the nation's sacrifices in a deeply personal manner. He paid tribute Sunday to those lost while remembering his late son, Beau, who also was a veteran.
6 years ago today, Hunter lost his dad and I lost my son. It's the first year of his passing back in 2016. General Vavilov did a great honor in inviting us to a ceremony renaming the Delaware National Guard headquarters in Beau's honor.
Biden made his annual appearance at the commemoration in Newcastle, Delaware, not far from his Wilmington home. On Monday, he plans to do the same at Arlington National Cemetery on the official observance of Memorial Day. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at townhall.com, the president's newly announced budget built on higher taxes and deficit spending.
The president wants to spend $6 trillion next year on huge new social programs like universal pre-K, large subsidies for child care, and guaranteed paid leave, among other things. Tax hikes on corporations and the wealthy won't pay for it all, which will result in borrowing about 50 cents of every dollar the government spends. Republicans are not impressed. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, the top Republican on the budget committee, calls it insanely expensive and says the Biden budget isn't serious. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Miami say two people have been killed, some two dozen wounded in a shooting outside a banquet hall. Coast Guard has suspended its search for 10 Cuban migrants 1 week after their boat capsized 15 miles south of Key West. Authorities say 8 people, though, were rescued. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
U.S. Airlines refunding nearly $13 billion to travelers last year. Patrick Foss reports.
11 U.S. airlines issued $12.84 billion in cash refunds to customers in 2020. As the coronavirus pandemic upended the travel industry, the head of the industry trade group Airlines for America said in a letter to lawmakers on Friday, airlines have faced a backlash from passengers and some lawmakers over their handling of redemptions for flights canceled during the pandemic. Meanwhile, the forecast surge in summer leisure travel has more Americans boarding flights. Patrick Foss reporting.
Congregations in Tulsa, Oklahoma, pausing Sunday to remember the city's race massacre 100 years ago and to honor the black churches that carried on in the aftermath. That day, white attackers destroyed dozens of churches while burning and leveling a 35-square-block area. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Through the first year of the pandemic, the nation's independent booksellers have, at least so far, avoided disaster.
The American Booksellers Association says membership increased by 66 to 1,701 since May of last year. The additions, a combination of brand new stores and existing ones. While the association CEO and others had feared that hundreds of stores could go out of business over the holiday season, the ABA has tallied just 14 closings so far this year, along with more than 70 last year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Veteran singer B.J. Thomas has died after battling lung cancer. Thomas, always considered by many as one of the nicest guys in show business, had a string of hit records in pop, country, also in gospel music. B.J. Thomas was 78. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
According to a new proposal, religious family planning providers would be removed from the Title X family planning program if they do not provide referrals for abortions. It will instead require the promotion of abortions, which will violate the conscience rights of faith-based programs.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
eBay today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Getting past the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show's hosts. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top 10 stories and perhaps anecdotally, during the hour, we'll have time to get to the people who are on the list as well. Maybe that's a good place to start, because a lot of people don't know who Rochelle Walensky is. She's number three on the people list this week. She did a lot of testifying. So what's the story, ladies? What do we know about Rochelle Walensky and why she had she took up so much space and oxygen this week?
Well, it's surprising that it's not Dr. Fauci. Rochelle Walensky, if you don't know, if that name doesn't sound familiar, is the CDC director. And a lot of the story, in fact, I think the biggest story nationally this week, and maybe even globally, is whether or not the COVID-19 virus came out of a lab in China. And for a while, people called you a cuckoo or a conspiracy theorist if you believed that
here,
that was even a possibility. I think all of us were deemed conspiracy theorists and cuckoo because we all believed that there was the possibility that it came from a lab in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And this week, more and more evidence is stacking up. And it's funny because the evidence has been there. It's just what evidence
the World Health
Organization
covered it up.
Well, it's not even, but also the media, I think, in reporting it in this country also covered it up. I mean, the same information that's out there right now was out there at the end of the Trump administration when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did this high-level hush-hush investigation into China and whether or not this was an intentional breach, whether it was an accidental breach of this lab, what was really going on behind the scenes. And it wasn't until this week when the Wall Street Journal broke the story that the Biden administration scrapped that on day one, saying that they would rather favor international investigators to come in and take a look.
Well, they
scrapped it, the reason was
very vague, and I would like some clarification from them, because they said that bad practices or something like there was something about the way that they obtained the information or that the information
that they
got. I read
that they didn't like the information. And so what does that mean? You don't like the information? So does that mean it's too anti-China, too pro-China? Like, what's the deal? And I think that's one of the questions that should really be called on for transparency's sake, because it is vague. You're right about that. And it's vague as to why they would kill an investigation that seems to just be in an American interest and not political. For political reasons, perhaps. I don't know. But anyway, so now Biden has come out and said, after saying that they're just going to let international investigators deal with this, like on Tuesday of this week, by Thursday, Biden, I think, maybe saw internal polling or whatever, and came out and said, well, I want a 90-day report on whether or not this was created in a lab or whether it happened naturally in animals.
And part B, whether it was released on purpose. And whether you're going to get to the bottom of that.
Dr. Fauci and Americans funded it. I mean, there's a lot to this. And it's not about, you know, so many people want to say, oh, this is about gotcha. We just want a gotcha to Fauci. No. There is gain of function research going, no. I mean, look, that's always fun. But the idea is, do you want to live through this again? No. Do you want to live through another one of these outbreaks? Because there's gain-of-function research going on in this country in 12 labs.
Explain what gain-of-function research is.
It's it's bioweapons, essentially. It's taking viruses.
Going on for years.
Making them
since
bigger
World War
II. And stronger.
The Germans started it, and now it's
the
continued.
The Russians love it. That's
for sure. Oh, yeah. Russians are on top of it. Perfect. Speaking of the Russians, and our relationship is interesting because we've separated out the Chinese and the Russians, as we normally they're together in terms of the countdown. But the whole business of what they're doing, Victoria, you've been talking in our tech reports about the cybersecurity problems. Mm-hmm. The laughable insert this week is that the TSA is now in charge of the security when it comes to pipelines. Who came up with that wet dream? Needs to have their head examined. It's not even funny. It's offensive. But anyway, going beyond that, these attacks continue, and the Russians are behind them, and in front of them, and all around them. And yet these companies are still paying for all these cyber attacks using email system. The State Department, the International Aid Agency, uses the same system, according to the folks at Microsoft. So that doesn't bode well, particularly for our State Department security, does it?
Well, it doesn't bode well, really, for a lot of different agencies and companies. So Microsoft has now come out saying that the hackers who were behind the SolarWinds breach, which was basically the worst data breach we've ever had, that hit U.S. government agencies, 150 agencies apparently, think tanks, other organizations, big companies like Microsoft. So now Microsoft says this group called Nobelium has targeted 3,000 email accounts at various organizations this week. Most of them are in the U.S., and so they believe that the hackers are the same group from SolarWinds, which is a software vendor And they say that now this is once again ransomware. And see, this is the problem with the Colonial Pipeline. When we found out last week that they paid $4 million to get mm-hmm. their data back, well, the average ransom ask in 2019, even early 2020, leading, you know, before the pandemic, the average ask was $10,000. So that's an easy thing to pay.
Inflation, Victoria.
Yeah, it's, I mean, inflation. So now they're going after insurance companies, they're going after everybody, and it's $60 million is the new ask. And, you know, and these companies, what did we say last week in the tech report, that ransomware attacks have increased 349% in the last, like, year and a half?
Why not? So, they get paid off.
Right. And so the more people keep paying, the more they're going to keep asking. So, I don't think the TSA is going to be able to really solve this.
What a joke. It really, it's a fan. And so if everybody thinks the Biden administration is this wonderful group of new thinkers,
well, this
they
is
come
from the
that?
Homeland Security Department, well, and technically so? TSA. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I don't look. They're obviously the TSA themselves are not going to be running this. They're going to have some contractor come in, and they're going to have, you know, cybersecurity put in place. That's the whole deal. They're running this operation, but Homeland Security created this mess. In 2000, this is right after, this is literally a relic from 9/11. So, yeah, it all needs to be updated and needs to be changed. I don't know why. I mean, you know, if the Space Force that Trump started, if that was supposed to be something about cybersecurity, I don't know why they're not running it then.
That's a good question.
They're
all right, coming up.
Running it, that's probably why.
A tie, a connection between number three, race relations and police reform in this shooting in San Jose. Is there a connection? Plus, China, which is at number six, needs to be in our focus, and it will be right after these words. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit JDPower.com/awards.
All right, back to it here, 16 after the hour, the focus on China and the scumminess of what the government there is doing, continues to do. There are a couple of different angles here. Jennifer, why don't you start with the overview of the labs and how they have been, the Chinese being protected by the World Health Organization.
And with people in this country. That's what's so disturbing about
all of this. Our people are protecting.
Yeah, and so, you know, it seems, so I've been, just full disclosure, been talking with, on and off with this reporter who's been really digging through all of this. And most of the evidence that you need to prove that it came from a lab is all public record. All you have to do is just look for it and put it together, and it's all there. And that's why it's so infuriating to watch Fauci and others just sit there and shake their head and kind of lie, and you wonder why. Why wouldn't you just follow the evidence? So back in when the UK, so the United Kingdom was also doing their own investigation into the coronavirus and the outbreak, and they found that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where we believe that it all started, had censored this virus database that they had back in 2019, September of 2019, for your timeline. Mm-hmm. And it would so the reports that they had from their intel revealed that the Wuhan Institute removed a database that contained information on 16,000 different virus samples that it had studied. They just wiped it off the database. So members of the World Health Organization's investigation team goes in there and says, okay, this seems a little weird. Why would they wipe out 16,000 samples? Well, there's one member of the World Health Organization investigative team that is from the United States, and that person's name is Dr. Peter Daszak. He runs Eco Health Alliance, and he just said, you know what, guys, ignore this, because he personally vouched for the Wuhan lab, and they took his endorsement from it. He said that the data did not contain any relevant information, because he's someone who funds this laboratory, and yet he's on the investigative team. I mean, are you kidding me? And so he's been out there publicly defending the Wuhan lab and giving a lot of information to Fauci and others to do the same thing. Well, one of the other big revelations this week is that Facebook, after they changed their tags on people's posts about this coming from a lab and not from a bat or a pangolin, you know who the person was that Facebook contracted with to decide what was appropriate information?
Who would that be, Jennifer?
Dr. Peter Daszak, who is the head of the Eco Alliance. So keep an eye out on that name. He transferred over $500,000 to the Wuhan lab for a study that was linked to bats and the coronavirus.
Anti-American corruption. Okay, so here's something that will be perceived as very interesting by those who are close watchers of politics. The Senate has voted pretty wide majority, 68-30, to advance the China-focused global competition bill, which basically encourages people, hello, finally, to come back, either create businesses here in America or bring them back, right? Am I reading this? A $52 billion bill to support, in this case, semiconductor manufacturing, but there's some is going to energy. But this is a first step. Is it a good one?
I think step in this direction is a great one.
It's a baby step. A lot of people a lot of Republicans felt like this needed to be a lot stronger. Mm-hmm.
But they're not in the way of it. They're supporting it.
Most Republicans are. Yeah, there are a few who said we need to add a few more things to this before we make it go. But most people are in favor of this as a first step.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you get the alleged political allegiances between certain people in one party with the Chinese and you know, you see there's not a lot of strength. It's just anything at this point speaks well, or at least intentionally speaks well, of getting businesses back here to America. I just like to see it faster, more tax incentive based, that sort of thing. But at least it's a step in the right direction, hopefully. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course. Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more.
Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14. 60.com.
Posted, I love true crimes. However, there's way too many made, shall we just say. Friday the 13th movie is 2.0. Carol Yappel says, not again. Don't need to watch. I know how it ends. And Jeff Schmidt said, meh. I always love that response. Meh, M-E-H. It might be worth a watch. I'm fascinated by stories like this, but I find myself asking why.
What does meh mean?
Meh. That's the best response ever. Meh.
All right, we also, for lots of different reasons, have been talking, well, we, along with others, I find UFOs fascinating, all the alien stuff, the focus on the TV show Debris, that's what this is all about. So now we brought this to light. What's the question and what are the answers, Jay?
True or false, do aliens exist? UFOs, have they entered Earth's atmosphere at one point or another? Todd Osborne says, that's an absolutely true statement, and hopes we do find life on another planet. And Joanne Jackson says, yes, that's true. It's a little arrogant to think we're the only ones among the other planets in the galaxies and the universe. And Gordon Myers goes with false on this one. It's not
all right, let's talk about political crushes. You guys claim Liz Cheney is mine. Who's your political crush? What are some of the quickies here? We've got a few seconds.
Maureen Rudd.
Go ahead. I was like, mine? I don't know. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
Oh, Maureen Reynolds said that Dan Crenshaw's hers. Bonnie Ellison says Dan Crenshaw as well. David Trevor says Christy Noem. Is that how you say your last name? Noem name?
Yep.
And then Lauren Babart.
Really? Isn't she the one that I was talking about last week? The skinny...
No love for Democrats, I guess.
Okay, well, you're ready here first, 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code D.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
From spreadsheets, so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you, so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's free.
Doesn't cost you anything to listen to this overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the staff of the DJV program. That would be me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We're going through, not necessarily in order, I'm finding some things on this list, the story list, which is published both on the DJV show, whether it's Facebook or our website, it's there, and it's also on the Talker side, talkers.com. Number two is the January 6th commission. Is there really that much interest in what's going on there, or is this purely a Republican right-wing radio thing?
Well, I don't think it's a radio thing. I don't know. I think people have I think people have their feels about whether it's appropriate or not, but I think it's not like it's being created as a big story by Republicans. I think Democrats are really pushing for it because they'd like to use it for midterm advertising.
Really?
I think it's important to acknowledge this, you know, and this was domestic terrorism, and so I think it's important that we don't just let it slide. Because let's be honest, if this was a Democrat, you know, if this was on the left and these were people who were supporters of Biden storming the Capitol and busting in the way that they did, it looked like we were in some third world country that was being overthrown. I don't think Republicans would let it go, honestly. Everyone would be tried for treason and high crimes. I don't think they would let it go.
There was not one gun that was used. There was not one firearm. I mean, a lot of the people who went in there were idiots who just wandered in. There were a group of people who went in there that weren't trying to stage a coup. They were trying to break in and cause chaos and trouble. And those people should be punished. And I think they are. There's four investigations right now. Hundreds of people have already been arrested.
Yeah, but well, I think like there were plenty of things there that were just not and people I, wandering I around taking pictures.
But there was a lot of that, and believe me, I think there were people in there who were up to no good, and those people should be charged, and I say that there's zero tolerance in my mind for that. But I would correlate it to what happened during the summer, and a destruction of federal property is a destruction of federal property, and so you had a bunch of people who are probably more likely to be Biden supporters than Trump supporters that have ruined American cities. They've burned down police precincts, they have destroyed courthouses and federal buildings, burned up police cars, all of that kind of stuff has been going on day after day, month after month, now for an entire year. And there's not a commission into those people. In fact, those people, if they're even arrested, are let out of jail immediately. So I think there's a lot of inequity in this because both of those things are literally the same in the eyes of the law. And that's why a lot of people are like, enough with the commission. Like, we already have investigations. Arrests have been made. It's nonstop. We've had hearings on this. We've had committees in Congress that have taken this on. Where are those same people and their passion for the people who burned down the police precinct in Minneapolis? We let those people go.
Or Portland.
Well, those people are still going to be
Portland,
tried.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, most of them have been let out, and most of them have been bailed out by funds set up by even the vice president, by Kamala Harris. I mean, come on.
All right. So let's move into the situation, the race relations stuff. I sort of coupled it with the situation that exists in San Jose, although that wasn't racially motivated, I don't think, was it? I mean, how much... Is there race involved in that? I don't think there is as much
I don't think anything has come up about that, except that this guy just, you know, this guy was obviously just out of his mind. He had all kinds, I mean, he burned down his own house before shooting up his workplace. I don't know that there's anything that's racially motivated there.
Mm-hmm. I guess
I haven't seen anything. I don't know.
But that has become part of the, that's become part of the conversation, at least, that a lot of people think these shootings are racially motivated, the Asian hate, the, you know, there's some, what is there that makes people, some people anyway, hate as much as they do? Color of skin, religion, race, whatever, wherever you, you know, if you want to refer to race as where your natural origin or the nation of your origin. The anti-Semitism thing has me buffaloed, frankly. A group of Jewish House Democrats calling on the White House to take a more concrete action to address anti-Semitism. There are a lot of people who are asking why Biden seems to take a step back when it comes to Israel. Is the situation with the Israelis and the Palestinians the same as support for Jews in general? I think a lot of times these things are confused, and then the whole thing gets kind of washed away. I think there's a very serious problem here, not just with anti-Semitism, but just hate in general. What the hell is the matter with you? If you don't like somebody, just ignore them or leave them alone or just...
Anti-Semitism is on the rise globally. This is not just an American problem. This has been really, like, brewing in parts of Europe for a while now, for, you know, the last 4 or 5 years at least. So I don't know. This is just, it's something that is... It's very frustrating, and I have a lot of Jewish friends, and they're scared, and, you know, this kind of stuff, it's online hate. I mean, people are getting death threats for their children who are Jewish. I mean, this is, it's crazy what's happening right now.
Yeah, well.
I don't think legislation is going to do anything to help, but.
Don't you just think people are angrier and angrier?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
I do. I agree with you. Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Let me just give you a quick example of that. Thank you for bringing it up. The other day, I'm driving down the street. Most of you know I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm on my tractor coming back from a field back to the farm. And there's a sharp curve, and there's a stop sign there. And so I've stopped waiting for somebody to come through. There's a car heading up the road. And the guy doesn't put on his directional light. And when he passes me, he looks at me, and I look at him, and I say, great job with the signal. And
no,
he stops.
Don't do that.
He stops the car, and he said, what do you mean by that? I said, you could have been polite and turned your blinker on. He says, I almost said it. You know what he said. And he got in his car and drove away. What motivates that?
Am
I
the
one?
You
have to
be careful
right now. People are
bullying each other.
What makes him, if I say to him, why don't you turn
the
directional
light
on?
I don't know, but this is not a time for you to be acting out and
talking to strangers. I actually just warned my dad the other day. I'm like, you need to, like, settle down when you drive because there's – in Los Angeles, truly, in Southern California, the drive-by shooting number has increased exponentially. When I was a kid, drive-by shootings had a lot to do with gangs, right, and gang members. Now it's just people who are – ticked off and on the road and bad actors. There's a story that had, I don't know how much it's carried nationally, but in Riverside County, there was a mother who was driving her son to school, 6 years old, Aiden Leos is his name, and she flipped some guy off because he cut her off. The guy shoots into the car and kills her son on the way to school.
This is happening in Jersey. This is happening where I am. This is happening everywhere. This is not the time, Doug, to be like, you know, a smartass to anybody, to strangers, because you have no idea what could happen. People are just shooting people for no reason. It's crazy.
So, and what happens to them? What penalty do they pay?
They can't find the guy who killed the kid. It's a $300,000 reward that it keeps growing. The reward keeps going up and up and up for more information. No one can find him. They think he has a white sedan. Well, that narrows it to, like, what, half the cars on the roadway?
I mean, look, Lady Gaga's dog walker almost lost his life because they shot him for no reason and wanted to steal some French bulldogs. This is like, there is zero emphasis on the importance of life right now. Like, this is just a free-for-all. And so, yeah, this is definitely not the time to be confronting some a-hole who didn't put a blinker on. Like, deal with it. Stay alive and just deal with it.
I could always put my tractor across the road and he could have run into it, I suppose. One or the other. All right, 43 after the hour. In a moment, how the economy is shaping up, or how we're shaping the economy. That's next on our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with the DJV program. Story lines and story list charts for the week of May 24th to the 28th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Here's what the list sounds like. Number 10, immigration problems on the border. Number 9, the economy. Number 8, situational weather input, going from 90 degrees to 50 degrees in the neck of the woods where I am. That's the mass shootings in San Jose and gun-related stories. Number 7, our relationship with China is number 6. Let's see here. Claims of election fraud. Good God, can we get beyond that? That's number 5. The investigation of Trump is 4. Race relations and police reform, kind of together like love and marriage, not. And number 3, the January 6th commission is number 2, and the COVID with the origins, whether the Chinese put it out there purposely or not. That's it. Number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
On the people list this week from Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, every week they come up with a list of the most important stories, and people on that list are usually connected to the stories. At number 10 is the premier of China. The China relationship is certainly big this week as that continues. At number 9, Bad Vlad, Pukin, Putin, Cyrus Vance Jr. is number 8, George Floyd number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. Mitch McConnell at 5. Donald Trump at 4. Rochelle Walensky, a lot of testifying this week, number 3. Fauci and Rand Paul sort of tied together in the same story, number 2 this week. And Joe Biden is at the number 1 slot, in the number 1 position, as might be expected. So that is the complete list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 45 at the hour. You're listening to our approach on the DJV program to the top, the stories on the chart, the top issues of the week being discussed, research done by Talkers Magazine every week. And at number 9, this always floats around between like 6 and 9, the economy and what's going on, what's happening. You'll all be happy to hear that China has a future in America because the Dollar General store chain is going to open 1,000 new stores in the next 4 years. They have
from
now
what I've read, top growing 17. Retail store. In the
Say
country.
What?
I said from what I read a couple weeks ago, it's the top growing retail chain in the country.
Yeah. 17,000 stores, and you try to find something in there that's not made in China. Fine.
That's not the concern of the shopper at the dollar store. It's how much can I get for my family that I can afford.
Well,
and
but
that's a real sign of the times, too, of how
especially
bad the economy really is. Right.
The inflation that's happening right now is huge. I mean, it's, everything is getting more expensive. There's a side-by-side. I should post it. Maybe, Jay, you want to send it out. But there's a side-by-side as to what stuff cost last year as opposed to what it cost this year, and it's stunning.
I mean, we went out to dinner
from $1 to well over $3. I mean, lumber.
I mean, restaurant prices are insane. We just paid $7 per shrimp for a shrimp cocktail.
$7 a shrimp.
A shrimp was $7. Mm-hmm. I mean, the three of us went out to dinner, and I'll tell you off the air what the bill was, and it's not even a fancy place. It was crazy.
Well,
how expensive.
I was looking at a survey on one of the finance pages. There's a huge surge away from credit cards to debit cards. Consumers are spending like you wouldn't believe, and that's part of what drives the economy. Spending with credit, you just build that up. And we certainly know what the interest rates, you talk about inflation, the interest rates have changed in the last few months from an average of 25.9% interest on credit cards to 29.7%, up 4 points in just a few months because people, you know, the banks, they're in business to gouge you as much as they can. And the solicitations for credit cards, I can't tell you how many of those I got in the mail just this week for the various businesses that I have. It's, you know, just keep jacking it up. And then who's,
well, because
it's kind of like us. The country has used a huge credit card or a debit card. Yeah,
well, people who fared pretty well during the pandemic, you know, people who didn't lose their job, they cut down on commuting costs and they improved their homes and the backyard and all the DIY stuff. Those are also people who just kind of socked away a lot of cash. So they're not really, they don't need to use credit cards. And then when credit card companies, you know, they see that there isn't really a need for a lot of credit, then they raise the rates and then they try to solicit you to, you know, go after people who still do need the help, and then it just becomes this whole vicious cycle where you can never get out of paying, you know, you're going to be stuck paying, like you said, 29% interest. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's the cycle of debt just keeps perpetuating.
Right. You know, there have been times, actually during the pandemic, I think a lot of people paid down because they weren't using money for other things, so
they
paid down.
They used the stimulus money to pay
off
debts.
Going, hog wild. In terms of COVID stuff, Jennifer, you'll be happy to hear that the green light has been flipped on for large cruises, so that $500 that you've got in the cruise line.
Yeah, Jen.
Now probably
stock went through the roof.
I'm retiring.
All right. Perfect.
Never known a $500 investment to be paying off that well.
Right. Super duper. All right, so there it is. Our points of view on the stories and people of the week. DJV time is 10 before the hour. Thanks to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From tools to tablets and other kinds of electronics, Certified Refurbished is all about value. And that means good as new products at great prices. That's the idea behind eBay's new Certified Refurbished program. Robert Bigler from eBay explains.
Certified Refurbished means that the manufacturer has certified that this product is in new condition, or like new condition, if you will. It's been inspected. It's been tested. It's coming in new packaging. It's got all the manuals and everything that you would expect, and the manufacturer is backing it up. But where it really gets exciting is the value. Because since it's a refurbished item, people can get like new quality products, but at a fraction of the price of brand new.
And every purchase comes with a 2-year warranty and money back guarantee. Check out Certified Refurbished from eBay at ebay.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free.
Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Time for us to wrap the week with the top five items in technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, applying her fine thoughts and voice to the top five. At number five, dating apps. And what is being done, this is kind of an interesting thing. It's more of the twist your arm routine, this time using something like a dating app. I guess it's a pretty good idea, right, Victoria?
Well, so dating apps, so the idea that you're referring to is getting vaccinated. And so dating apps are using a lot of different new tools, including free premium features for vaccinated users. They are encouraging, there's a whole new range of ways to show your vaccination status. And it turns out, I mean, these are all the major ones. So Match Group owns Tinder and Hinge, Match.com, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, like all the big, you know, the most popular apps are all participating in this. And the if you are essentially, there's research that shows, recent research from OkCupid, shows that vaccinated people get 14% more matches than unvaccinated people. And so now that everyone's back on dating apps and you can actually meet up with people in person again, this is they've seen just a flurry of activity. And so they're all encouraging. If you are vaccinated or if you plan to be vaccinated, then there's, you know, all kinds of freebies that you get from all of these dating apps. So, you know, if you're going to be on there, you might as well, you know, if you want to get more matches, then you might as well get a vaccine.
All right, number four on the list of the top five tech stories this week is a focus on Peloton.
Yeah, they've announced plans to invest $400 million in a U.S. factory that which will produce their spin bikes and their treadmills. That's going to be located in Troy Township, Ohio, which is about a half an hour south of Toledo. The facility is planned to be approximately 1 million square feet. It will be called Peloton Output Park. And they hope that eventually it will lead to lower prices for their products. And although the CEO has basically said that's going to be a few years away from happening. So currently, Peloton mainly manufactures their fitness equipment in Taiwan. And so this will be, you know, and obviously, as we know, they had a lot of delays and stuff during the pandemic because they just couldn't get the supply. So, and these bikes are not cheap. The bikes and treadmills are very expensive. So, you know, if they roll this out by 2023, which is the plan, they say it'll offer 2,000 more new jobs, and hopefully the prices will come down in the next couple years.
All right, number three is a focus on more ransom demands. And
yeah, well, and actually, even as we're talking about this right now, there's the SolarWinds, which was that massive breach of 150 U.S. agencies, including Microsoft, last year. Well, SolarWinds is at it again, and literally as we speak, it's sort of like breaking news that this is there's another attack from SolarWinds, and so Microsoft has reported this to the FBI. So this is, you know, it's never ending. And so this story here at number three this week is that the ransom amounts, the demands are consistently rising. It used to be in 2019 and early 2020, the average ransom demand was $10,000. We're now into $50, $60, $70 million. And so the CNA Financial, which is one of the largest insurance companies, they reportedly paid $40 million to get rid of the ransomware attack and to get their to basically get their software, whatever was stolen from them, to get it back. And so Apple and Acer, they have data that's been compromised. We don't know yet if they've actually paid the ransoms, but it just keeps getting worse and worse, and they want more and more money.
Number two, the first cybersecurity regulations for pipelines, and our heroes at the TSA are mingled into this.
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity because of all these ransomware attacks. And, of course, after the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which basically, you know, shut down gas production and movement along the East Coast. So now the TSA, which is actually a division of Homeland Security, they are now going to be in charge of all of the cybersecurity of pipelines. Now, the actual pipelines themselves, the pipes themselves, are still part of the Department of Transportation. But now the TSA is going to be covering the security part of it.
Ridiculous.
So I'm sure it'll be very safe.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. pushback on the Amazon MGM deal is number one, yeah?
Yeah, this was huge. So Amazon is buying MGM for $8.45 billion, and a lot of people in Washington are not happy about this. Amy Klobuchar came out first saying the Department of Justice needs to investigate this before it's allowed to be finalized because it's just eliminating competition.
Yep.
So Amazon's got the,
Welcome to America. And big business. Victoria Keelan here with the overview of what's going on in the world of technology. I'm Doug Stephan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Police in Florida say two people have been killed, two dozen more have been wounded in a shooting outside a banquet hall. Gunfire erupting in northwest Miami-Dade County near Hialeah. Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez says this type of gun violence has got to stop.
It's very disheartening, but it's a trend that you're seeing around the country. Just yesterday in the news, we were talking about expecting a violent summer, and unfortunately, Miami-Dade County is not immune to that.
Beijing says three astronauts will blast off next month for a three-month mission on China's brand-new space station. Main living area of that space station was launched in April, and a supply ship docked with it earlier Sunday. Station's first crew will conduct maintenance work, and scientific operations will also be practicing some spacewalks. Also at townhall.com, the Senate in early June likely to pass the Endless Frontier Act to help U.S. tech companies compete with China.
Republican co-sponsor of the bill, Todd Young of Indiana, says Americans have always been about conquering new frontiers.
We've never accepted limits or impossibilities in life.
But China's posing a challenge, Young says, just recently deploying and landing its own rover on Mars.
No other nation has done this. It was their first voyage to the Red Planet.
The Frontier Act will funnel some $200 billion to U.S. tech companies via the National Science Foundation. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Nigerian police say a large number of students have been abducted, one person killed at a school in the north-central Niger state. State police says the abduction carried out by armed bandits on motorcycles. So far, officials say they're not exactly sure how many kids have been abducted in this latest incident. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain.
I'm often asked that question.
Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
California and the federal government agreeing to allow massive wind energy farms off that state's central and northern coast.
The pact would float hundreds of turbines off the coast of Metro Bay and Humboldt Bay. It has been promoted as a breakthrough to eventually power 1.6 million homes. The plan would place 380 turbines some 20 miles off the coast of scenic Morro Bay. Officials plan to finalize the locations next month and could offer leases for sale next year.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Authorities say one man has been killed, another suffering severe burns when their single-engine aircraft crashed in the Powder Mountain area in Utah. NTSB is investigating. And the search continues for the bodies of seven people believed killed in the crash of a small jet in a Tennessee lake. Authorities say recovery efforts are ongoing in that lake near Nashville. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A massive new $1.7 billion concourse with 15 gates has finally opened at Los Angeles International Airport.
The West Gates expansion is now in service following a ceremony marking more than 4 years of work as part of a $14.5 billion airport modernization project. The concourse will serve international and domestic flights. Located just west of the Tom Bradley International Terminal, the five-level, 750,000-square-foot West Gates Concourse is 1,700 feet long. Officials say it's based around a digitally-based travel experience.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the concourse, quite the thing when it comes to technology. Concourse includes biometric boarding gates, thousands of places to plug in, as well as touchscreen kiosks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Well, then we shift to the westerns and ride into Wyoming territory for Fort Laramie. At the end of our previous show, we indeed were in the midst of a May 1939 broadcast starring Jack Benny. After a musical interlude and Phil's rendition of the song Snug as a Bug, the gang does its version of a then-popular biographical picture about a famed inventor. Naturally, Jack plays Bell, with Mary as wife Mabel, and Phil as his assistant. Let's resume.
He's the biggest ham I ever saw.
The biggest, Jack?
Yes, the biggest. And I'm going to get out that car back if I have to offer a reward. Play, Phil. Now, where would I go if I were a Maxwell?
A bug in a rug whenever you hold me tight, cozy and warm on the chilliest night. Just as snug as a bug in a rug whenever I feel your kiss. Talk about home, home's never like this. First your rhymes come stealing and my heart goes on a roller coaster. Then I get that feeling like a little piece of toast in a toaster. Gee, but my life would be cold without your delicious hug, keeping me snug as a bug in a rug.
Well, that was Snug as a Bug in a Rug, played by a mug in his lugs. How was that, Phil?
Thanks for the plug, Slug. Hmm.
Going from that neat bit of comedy to our dramatic highlight of the season, we are now going to offer our contribution to the annals of scientific progress, that epic of American ingenuity, Alexander Graham Bell. Wait for me. Now, the locale of our play is Boston, Massachusetts in the year 1870. The scene is the little attic laboratory where we find Professor Bell and his assistant, Mr. Harris, working feverishly on their great invention, the telephone. Mrs. Bell has just entered the room. Curtain. Music.
I'll take it. Hello? Alexander Graham Bell's residence. What? No, you can't talk to him. He's busy inventing the telephone. Goodbye.
I'll say I am. Oh, Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris.
Yes, Professor Bell.
I think I've got something here. Hand me that duplex circuit repeater and the multiple induction coil. I'll attach them to the supervisory electromagnetic oscillator.
You're kidding.
I am not. Now, give me a hand. Give me a hand with this quadruplex frictional deflector.
Okay, here's the metallic cylindrical felicitator.
What's that?
The screwdriver.
Oh, trying to top me, eh? Wait a minute. I'll use this little hammer. There, that's coming along all right.
Say, Alex, I wish you'd hurry up and invent this telephone. A blonde gave me your number this morning, and I want to call her up.
Has she got a friend?
Oh, and she's gorgeous.
Oh, what am I rushing for? I'm married. I'm so absent-minded. But I'll tell you one thing, Harris. We got to work fast if we expect any more help from our financial baker, Mr. Backer. I mean, our financial backer, Mr. Baker. Now, help me with this vacuum generator.
Oh, darling, you look tired. You're working too hard, Alex. Much too hard.
I am?
Yeah, look at those bags under Harris's eyes.
Oh, well, he got those on his own time. But, darling, I must work hard. I know it's a mad dream. I know it sounds impossible. But I'm going to invent the telephone, or my name ain't Alexander Graham Bell. Come on, Harris. Let's get to work. Come in.
Well, what's this?
This is the laboratory.
Oh, pardon me.
Darn these interruptions. Harris. Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris, hand me that annunciator, Magneto.
Here you are.
Hello? Oh, hello, Barbara.
Now, hand me that vibrator.
Okay, Alex.
Did you have a good time last night? Who was there?
Oh, it still won't regenerate.
They were?
Hand me some more of that copper wire.
Here you are, Professor.
Well, look, Barbara, we'd love to come over, but Alex is still working on that invention of his.
How's it coming, Professor?
I'm afraid it won't work, Harris. I'm afraid it's a failure.
Oh, it's some gadget he calls a telephone, but it'll never be a success.
I got another idea, Harris. Hand me that rheostat.
All right, Barbara, I'll call you later. Goodbye.
I don't know, Harris. The more I work on this, the tougher it seems to get. Sometimes I get so discouraged.
Don't give up, Prof.
I won't. Come in. Well, hello, Mr. Baker.
Hello, Alex. How's everything coming along?
I'm making great progress, Mr. Baker. Great progress. You see, it's my theory that if I could make a current of electricity vary in intensity precisely as the air varies in density during the production of multiple sounds, I should be able to transmit speech electromagnetically.
Oh, you can talk plainer, Nat.
But unfortunately, Mr. Baker, my financial resources are depleted. And before I can continue with my experiment, I must have additional monetary aid.
You mean more cash-a-roo?
That's a bullseye if I ever heard one.
Well, how much do you want?
$4 million.
Yes!
Oh, I know. I know that sounds like a lot. But you've already given me $32. What's $4 million? What do you say? Why don't you gamble with me?
You said I was too young.
That was in the first routine. Oh, Mr. Baker, if I don't get the money from you, where else can I get it?
You mean I'm the only sucker in the world?
Yes.
All right then, Alex, I'll give it to you.
Hooray! Did you hear that, darling? Did you hear that, Harris? He's going to give us $4 million.
Here you are, Professor. $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, $10.
2 years later.
$1,993. $1,994. $1,995. $1,995.
4 years later.
$3,999,998.
Yes?
$3,999,999.
Yes, yes.
And 40 cents. I don't think I can make it.
Well, that's close enough. Thanks.
Well, I gotta go now. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Baker. Where can I reach you in case I need you again?
In the poorhouse. So long.
Oh, boy. $4 million. I wonder how he could carry so much money in his pockets.
He's got 2 pair of pants.
Oh. Well, Harris, we've got the money. You know what that means? You know what all this money means to us?
Yes, I can tie a can to my orchestra.
Yes, thank heaven. And it also means that I can finish my work, complete my invention. The telephone must and will be perfected. Let's go.
And on March 10th, 1876, in a public auditorium in Boston, Massachusetts, the first telephone, a crude instrument, stands on the desk before Professor Bell. For the first time in history, he is about to transmit the human voice.
Quiet, gentlemen, please. I've got a chance. Now, gentlemen, all I ask of you is to have patience. You're about to witness the most amazing demonstration of our time. Gentlemen, please.
Bring it on. What are you stalling for? Yippee!
Young man, I'm introducing a telephone, not a fan dancer. Now, gentlemen, in just a moment, I will transmit my voice by wire to Professor Homer J. Osgood, who is waiting on the other end of this line in Baltimore, 500 miles away. Oh, silence, please. All right, gentlemen, the experiment begins. Mr. Harris, lift the receiver.
Yes, Professor.
Hello. Hello, Baltimore. Baltimore, hello. Hello, Baltimore. Hello, Baltimore.
This will work. This must work. Hello, Baltimore. Baltimore, hello.
Did you put a nickel in?
Quiet. Right. Gentlemen, please. Please, give me a chance. Hello. Hello, Baltimore. Baltimore, hello.
Boston Meat Market, your order, please.
Get off the line. I want Baltimore. Don't worry, gentlemen, I'll get it. Hello. Hello, Baltimore. Hello. Hello.
Jello.
I said hello.
And I said jello.
Hang up. I want Baltimore. Don't get disgusted, gentlemen. This will work. This must work. Hello. Hello, Baltimore. Baltimore, hello. Baltimore, hello. 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 Hello.
Hello, friends.
At last. At last. Professor Osgood, can you hear me?
What?
I said, can you hear me? Am I coming over?
Don't come over this week. We got relatives.
I mean, am I coming over the wire? Can you hear my voice?
What?
My voice, my voice.
Oh, my boy's fine. He's in college.
No, 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 not your voice. My voice. Sound, sound.
That's what I said. My son's in college.
Look, Professor Osgood, this is Alexander Graham Bell talking. This is important. This is for the advancement of science. Now, if you can hear me, repeat this sentence. I hear you clearly. Have you got that? I hear you clearly.
I love you dearly.
Hooray! There you are, gentlemen. The telephone is a success. Hooray! Ah, what a triumph. What a dramatic situation. What a picture this would make.
I'll buy it.
Thank you, Mr. Zanuck. Play, Phil.
This is the last number of the 35th program in the new Jell-O series, and we will be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. Now, come on with me, Mary. I'm going over to the police station to get a squad of men to go out and look for my car.
J. Edgar Hoover's in town. Why don't you get him, too?
He's just the man I need. Good night, folks.
J-E-L-L-O.
From May 28, 1939. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio was A Shift to the Westerns, as we ride into Fort Laramie, right after this.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb, there's no tower too high.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we're celebrating 28 years at the river. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, the opening of our new restaurant, Seasons. And don't miss your opportunity to win a patio boat. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 28-year anniversary celebration. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
get me every time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Killark Powerhouse is a substation of Northern California Power Company located on Old Cow Creek near Whitmore. It was built to supply additional power to Keswick and Mountain Copper Company. And as a backup power plant for the Volta Powerhouse, it began generating power in 1904, operated 24 hours a day. On the grounds were the foreman's two-story stone house plus two other houses, a nine-bedroom clubhouse usually occupied by single men, a horse barn, and a dance hall upstairs and a swimming pool. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
I'll save it. You'll need it.
Captain, there's a clearing about 100 yards back. We got the horses back there. Harrison and me together get you there.
I'm fine here, Sergeant.
Well, you'd rest a mite easier there, sir.
Maybe you ought to take up nursing, Gorse. You're developing a fine manner for it.
Well, sir, I reckon it's all this easy living. It's kind of got me soft.
Go back to your position, Sergeant, and dig in.
Flanking the canyon this way, you must be figuring them Injuns will try another run through.
No use 40 men spreading thin against 200-300 Arapaho.
Yes, sir.
Come on back, Gorse. Send Lieutenant Seibert here.
Right, sir. Lieutenant Seibert. You set for me, sir?
Men have their orders.
All down the line.
How about ammunition?
We've enough, sir.
What's enough?
Well, sir, I
enough
think...
to lead a charge down the canyon and run them off?
No, I don't believe so.
Enough to hold our ground here and stand off an assault?
That would depend on the size of the assault.
Mr. Seibert, there are at least 200 Arapaho firing what's left of our camp down there. I want to know if we can hold these positions.
Not long, sir. Not if they turn on us full force.
Then we don't have enough ammunition, do we, Mr. Seibert?
No, sir, I guess not. What do we do, Captain?
Sit here. Hope they think they wiped us out in their last run-through.
That why you ordered the men to hold their fire?
That's why.
They're riding off, Captain.
Don't look like they counted us too important, Captain Quince.
Is that a complaint, Sergeant?
No, sir. I was born plain insignificant. I mean to stay that way.
Help me get the captain back to the clearing, Sergeant. His leg needs attention.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Seibert. We can't waste any more daylight. You have 6 hours of good riding left before nightfall.
Well, sir, you can't ride hard. You've lost a lot of blood.
The patrol's going back to the fort under your command, Mr. Seibert. Harrison and I'll take it in easy stages.
We can't leave you here,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. Seibert, you'll reach Fort Laramie tomorrow night, if you're lucky. Major Daggett needs a full report as soon as possible.
Captain Quince, sir. We could strap you in your saddle.
No need for that, Sergeant. I'd slow you up and Major Daggett needs that report. Now, send Harrison to me. Prepare to move out.
I know this country better than Harrison, Captain.
Mr. Syberts will need you, Gorse. This will be good experience for my orderly.
Yes, Captain.
Patrol, report to the clearing. Check your mouth.
Good luck, Mr. Syberts.
Thank you, Captain.
Report to the clearing now.
Good luck to you, sir.
You're all played out, aren't you, sir?
There's fresh water ahead to the left there. That clump of trees.
You can't go on just water, Captain.
Well, it'll help. We can water the horses, too.
Not much sunlight left. I hoped we'd find a settler where we could bed down for the night.
This is Arapaho country, Harrison. They routed out most of the settlers.
They sure got a way acting like they own the place, don't they? Running off white men.
They were here first. I guess they got a funny idea that makes it their land.
If we'd have had the whole company back there, we'd have run through them, sure. Showed them whose land it is.
Well, it would take an awful good company. Those were dog soldiers leading that raid.
Dog soldiers?
Toughest fighters in the tribes. Handpicked for the daring. Jote Mintanio.
How's that, sir?
That's the Cheyenne name for dog soldiers. But most Plains Indians have a select band like them. Sioux and the Arapaho.
Oh. Guess we were smart to take cover in that canyon, Captain.
Yeah, I guess we were. In through the trees, Harrison. Good grass there by that stream.
I'll be right there to lend a hand, sir.
Stand to steady me as I come over on this leg, Harrison. It won't bear weight.
Yes, sir.
All right. I guess I'm weaker than I thought.
Now, don't you worry, Captain. I got bull strength. Here, let me help you. Now, you just sit back against this tree. There. How's that, sir?
All right, Harrison. Thanks.
I'll get you some fresh water. You gone all white.
No, I'm all right. I'll ease those cinches and lead the mounts down to the stream and water them. Go on. I just need to catch my breath. Rest a bit.
I sure wish I could make you right comfortable, sir. In bed with food and all.
I know. Mind the horses.
Yes, sir.
Harrison. Harrison!
You awake, sir?
I shouldn't have gone to sleep.
You just didn't have no choice, Captain. Once you drank that cool water, you was plumb through.
What's that? Horses?
No, they're not making a sound, sir. I hobbled them before I set up.
Wait a minute. There's horses, all right. Sounds like they're riding this way.
Well, I sure don't hear a thing. Could be you got some fever, Captain Quince. Some folks hear things when they got fever.
You keep listening, you'll hear them.
Yes, sir. Well, what I was going to say was, while you was resting so easy-like, I set out and took a look around. There's a cabin, sir, not more than a couple of hundred yards away.
They're coming from the north.
Yeah, I can hear them now. Couldn't be cavalry, Captain. They move south long ahead of us.
Not cavalry. Look through the trees.
Engines.
Dog soldiers.
Captain, we better make for that cabin.
No. We're better off here. The trees will hide us. Unless they already know we're here. Lie flat, Harrison. They start through the trees. Fire.
Can you handle that carbine, sir?
Yeah, I can.
They're making for us, sir. Sure we're seeing them.
Wait them out.
They're right at the tree, Captain.
Easy.
I'm sure not keen on them seeing me first.
Shut up, Harris. They're riding right along the tree line. Going on south.
I can't make them out anymore. You see them?
Now they've gone on past the thicket. I can't see them.
Man, that was closer.
Still close. They stopped.
You want I should get our horses, sir?
I do not. Can you hear them?
They ain't moving as I can tell. I counted six, Captain.
Six. That cabin, where is it?
Near as I can tell, that's where they are, sir. It's that direction, not more than a couple hundred yards away. Oh, I tell you, sir, that's a welcome sound.
You were talking about a deserted cabin, Harrison?
Not a living thing around. Likely been that way for years.
You have to near carry me. I can't mount again.
Just you don't worry yourself, Captain. I'll take right good care of you. Not 10 more steps. You can make it, sir.
I don't know, Harrison.
You just lean heavy now. We'll get there. You make out fine.
You come no closer.
Well, ma'am, there's no cause for shooting. We're your kind, white folks.
I'll judge about the shooting. What ails him?
He's all shot up and weak. Ma'am, I'm not even asking for a hand, but I got to put him down inside.
Army?
2nd Cavalry, Fort Laramie.
Yes, I think I...
Captain Quince! Captain, you all right, sir?
Is he dead?
No, ma'am, not yet. Would you just try to help? Put that shotgun down and help a body?
How are you on food?
Oh, tin of jerky, maybe.
Blankets? Shot? You got anything?
I got an awful sick captain here, ma'am. That's what I got. And I'm lifting him up right now and taking him in there.
How much money you got?
I don't know. A little.
Hand it over.
Once we inside...
I tell you, son, I'd as soon shoot the both of you as jaw this way. I want your money and your guns.
I don't rightly know how you stand yourself.
His money, too.
I'm bringing him inside now.
Not for long. For this little bit of money.
And that's Act One of Fort Laramie. We'll be back with more right after this.
William Conrad stars as Marshal Matt Dillon in 27 hard-hitting Western adventures in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Gunsmoke collection, Dead or Alive.
The way a shotgun works, it's all three of us or none of us. Now you hand over that gun.
No. Oh, Slim, why didn't you stay clear?
Now what's this all about?
Rose, I want that gun and I want it now.
Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, sells for $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST3.
What's the matter, Mr. Dillon?
We're about to have a killing on our hands, Chester.
Get Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST3. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not?
Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Coming to your workplace soon, it's Wi-Fi 6. Wi-Fi 6 has several advantages over the last generation of Wi-Fi, like increased capacity for those demanding apps. You can connect more devices, and there's less waiting. Wi-Fi 6 also reduces stalls and disconnections. But for your business to take advantage of Wi-Fi 6, you need a setup like TP-Link's Omada SDN. In addition to fast network speeds, Omada Wi-Fi 6 access points are designed for high-density environments. They're equipped with enterprise chipsets, dedicated antennas, and auto-channel selection, with power adjustment to greatly improve your customer and employee experience. Plus, there's centralized cloud management, so you can control your Wi-Fi from anywhere. And Omada is scalable, so you can make your network as big or as small as you like. Give your customers and employees what they need. Awesome Wi-Fi. Check out the Omada SDN at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie on When Radio Was, and the episode, Hattie Belfry.
Hold me a star for me.
You're another weakling, are you?
My arm's full of logs.
Get them by the stove and quit your whimpering. Soft bellies, a lot of you.
How is he?
Ask him. He's only pretending to sleep.
Captain?
You can't fool her, Harrison. Don't try.
Oh, you gave me a fright, sir. I wasn't sure you was going to come around.
I'll be all right.
She get the bullet?
Yeah. Yeah, she got it.
I see new cubs are tougher hide.
Captain, she took everything we had. Jerky, guns, money. What kind of white woman is she?
Best quiet him. I buried 4 husbands, 20 children. A couple of strangers don't faze me.
Better get some sleep, Harrison. She says you watched me all night.
You sure you're all right?
I'm fine. Now go to sleep. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Four husbands, ma'am?
Outlived them. But they was men, regular men. Didn't go around sirring every other man, and ma'am and women folk.
Yeah, they weren't in the army.
Yeah, indeed they wasn't. No call for the army in those days. Mr. Palfrey and me lived as peaceable as could be with the Indian folk. We come here peaceable, me and Mr. Palfrey.
When was that?
In the 30s.
Things are different then.
No different than with Mr. Griffith, Mr. Albright. Even later on with Mr. Netherton. Yeah, there was lessons to learn in the West in them days. Eat the porridge.
Much obliged, ma'am.
Hattie.
How's that?
Hattie, I say. Hattie Palfrey, I go by that. I can't abide being called ma'am.
Oh.
I lean toward Hattie.
Hattie, you live alone, middle of Arapaho country. How do you manage?
I come by your guns. Such little money you had. Sometimes it's food, sometimes robes. I'll take what I can get. No matter to me if it's settlers or scouts or army folks.
Or Arapaho.
Folks don't find Hattie less than they lost. Or half dead. It'd open your eyes to see what they part with.
You always greet him with a shotgun.
If need be.
Before we came here last evening, a band of Arapaho braves stopped here.
I got good arrows, strong bows, rifles. Even a couple of buffalo guns off a hunter broke his leg down the canyon.
They got a camp near here, the Arapaho?
You got something more to give me?
Oh, Harrison said you cleaned us out.
You're getting fooled, Major.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back with more right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle. Or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
And now, back to Fort Laramie on When Radio Was.
What's going on? My ring. Hey, you can't have that.
But I got it. I ain't had a pretty for a spell, and that's a fact.
A man ain't safe sleeping here. I bought that ring myself in St. Louis.
Oh, it'll fit fine once I wrap some twine around it. Body's fingers thin with age.
Next you'll be picking my bones, you old buzzard. Mind your tongue!
Give him his ring back, Hattie.
Not likely.
Captain Quince, what says you can't hit an old woman when she's so contrary?
Oh, for one thing, she's got a shotgun.
I'd soon use it as jaw with you.
You take his ring, you give us something, Hattie.
I do admire a pretty. Clean forgot the bright feeling they give you.
Our gun's for the ring, Hattie, that's fair.
I come by your horses down the creek this morning. They're grazing on my grass, swilling my water. The pretty's to pay for that.
Captain, I better see to them mounts.
You'll stay with the sick and ailing. I'll see to the horses.
You saying he can't leave the cabin?
Not alive, he can't.
Why, you...
She means it, Harrison.
I do that. Now, I've got tending to do. Outside. No need peering around for your rifles whilst I'm gone. You won't find them.
Captain Quince. We gotta move out of here.
Well, we need horses to do it. Here. You steady me.
You ain't fit to stand yet, sir.
Just you stand still. Yeah. We'd have to crawl once we're outside anyway. I can manage to the door.
Like as not, she's just crouched out there waiting for us.
It's worth a chance. We may not get another.
Yes, sir.
Get the door. Get on your belly. Move small through this brush. Toward the stream. Can you see her?
No, sir.
Stream. How far is it?
A good 50 yards. Maybe more.
I don't see the horses.
Not yet, sir.
Flatten, Harrison. It's Arapaho.
She come out of those trees by the water, sir. She's talking to them Indians.
Don't even breathe. She's going back toward the trees.
Yeah. But they ain't a sign of our horses, sir.
No sense trying to go it without them. We'll have to go back.
To the cabin?
Without guns or horses, we're no good out here, Harrison. Come on.
What you reckon? She's done with them, Captain.
That woman, she might have eaten them.
I'll steady you for the walk, sir.
I'd give a lot for some of her strength right now.
You think I could find him alone?
Get yourself killed doing it? It's no good, Harrison. We'll have to wait.
You're just about as foolish as can be, ain't you? Crawling around in the brush out there. What's the idea?
Fresh air, Hattie.
Got no guns, no food. There's a Arapaho all around. You don't think too good of your hides, do you?
Where are the horses, Hattie?
Your color's coming back some.
You heard the captain. What about the horses?
They come right high in these parts, young'un. Yeah, I could get me a passel of things. Trading horses.
You're real friendly with the Arapaho, Hattie.
They treat me good. Of course, they know Mr. Pelfrey and me come peaceable to their country. Not to run them off what rightly is their land.
You never seen them at the killing? White women, babies, no matter to them.
You ever ask yourself who started it all? I seen it happen. The whites and their guns moving in. Wasn't pretty work they did. Women, children, too.
They let you live here. It's got to be a reason.
He come here like you, full of shot, ailing. White men's doing. Mr. Pelfrey and me, we took him in, tended him. He's a young chief then. Standing Bear never forgot. Not in all these years. He's as near to a relation I got.
You're from another age, Hattie. You and Standing Bear.
You got anyone? A wife?
No wife.
Mother, then.
I got her memory. A pair of her earrings, that's all.
Not on you. I'd have found them.
They're back at Fort Laramie.
Oh, that's a pity. Yeah, that's a pity.
I think you can get the guns without waking her.
I can't make out good with no light, but I can fight an old woman in the dark.
Not long till sunup. This may be our last chance. Easy now.
Now that's just close enough. Stealing up on an old woman. What kind of men are you? I don't mind shooting. A bit.
You're a witch. That's what you are. Seeing in the dark, hearing. You no kind of woman at all.
Maybe not now, young'un. But I was once. More woman than you could imagine.
Now shut up, both of you. Someone's coming.
Come earlier than I said.
It's probably them same engines again, Captain.
Yeah.
Now get back where you belong. Over there, to your beds.
Captain, I had my gun, I'd blow us all up before I'd let them take us.
I know. Maybe that'd help you.
She's out there right now, trading for us. You know that.
Get ready, someone's coming.
That side of beef will last me the winter and more. Gift for my friend, Standing Bear.
For us, Hattie?
Now then, you're worth a sight more than that.
They're riding off, Captain.
You sparing us, Hattie? For what?
Sparing you?
You didn't tell them about us.
They didn't ask.
You acting human so sudden-like, after near scaring us to death.
I ain't gonna miss this, young'un, that's a fact. I'd soon keep company with a bawling calf. I tell you, I'm bone brittle with you two around.
Well, we'd be glad to get out of your way. Trade for guns, our horses, and a cut of your new beef.
Been thinking about them ear bobs.
I've been thinking about our guns.
Under my bed. These two horses saddled at the spring. Now, them ear bobs.
They're back at Fort Laramie, Hattie. You mean to ride back with us?
I gotta watch who I'm seeing with.
Yeah. Well, I might get back your way someday. If I do, I'll bring them to you.
For these old ears? Well, here, young'un. Pretties ain't for me. Not no more.
I'll take my ring, ma'am. And thank you. But I ain't even pretending to understand you.
If you was regular men, you'd find yourself a woman. Pretties don't belong on a man's hand, locked up at no fort. Now, us women folk, it gives us that right feeling, having a pretty.
Fort Laramie is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and stars Raymond Burr as Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry, with Vic Perrin as Sergeant Gorse. The script was specially written for Fort Laramie by Kathleen Height, with sound patterns by Bill James and Ray Kemper. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Sam Edwards, and John Daner.
Hattie Pelfrey, an episode of Fort Laramie from March 11, 1956. Of course, star Raymond Burr is best remembered for the role of television attorney Perry Mason. But one of his first TV appearances was as LAPD Deputy Chief Thad Brown in the 1951 debut episode of a famed police drama. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on 3 CDs.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES33.
E-ball is going on.
That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember Blues 33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny program.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Dallas Fay Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Raymond Burr. And I mentioned one of his first TV appearances was as LAPD Deputy Chief Thad Brown in the 1951 debut episode of a famed police drama. The answer is Jack Webb's Dragnet. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.